make our best brother sister. We thank the Lord for wonderful atmosphere in church.
Amen.
Amen. I want to just say two small things.
Amen.
The glory of the Lord. Amen. Like somebody mentioned about Adam. It was like two afternoons or two morning. It's stormy and afternoon it's nice sunshine, like. So I came from work because they rang us from preschool that Adam is not well. And we know principal of preschool. She's a very good friend of us. And she took him to his house. Just made him not lie down because she was afraid. And we call our friends. A couple of them that we know. And nobody took him home. They said they've been afraid. And I remember that Abraham says once in a message, let something happen to one of your brothers. Then you will see. Then you will see. Sometimes we feel that alone. Nobody cares. At that time it was quite hard. But then I came home because of nature on my job. And Adam was there. It was quite sad to see him. He was like, you know, pain in his stomach and like that. And I just posted on church WhatsApp group. Just for prayer because principal told us just go to doctor, you know, because it's quite doesn't look well. So we went to doctor and we went to doctor GP and she says no, just let's go to hospital. Even she was afraid. So we went to hospital and I was finishing my job. My wife actually went with all children and I bought after work some playing bill for Adam just to make him happy and like that. And when he came out of the hospital, she was carrying him in her hands to hospital like the doctor. But when he was going out, he was just like normal.
Amen.
So we thank the Lord for that.
Amen.
Another thing is just, you remember that vision that Abraham had when he went to the restaurant and there was some woman, a man, policeman who was supposed to pass the law and everything was just upside down and he was thinking, Lord, just cross this place, whatever. And my wife, she was passing on car going to Lidl to buy something and they saw some girls and boys and they say, such a woman dressed like, you know, I don't want to say, but like my children says, and my wife says, let's pray for them, maybe, you know, maybe we can testify to them or something. And they prayed while they went to Tesco, to Lidl, just to do some shopping. And when they came to Till, my wife didn't have a car. And in meantime, when she was going there, somebody came to manager and told her, you know, there is card we found. And it looks very similar girls like they saw on the street. And my wife, she came to kill and there was no card. So my wife says, oh, when that was maybe a few minutes, you know, before she came to kill. So she went to that manager and she says, that's maybe my car. And she went and she told her name and like that. And she said, yeah, it's your car. Because it was her name. So sometimes we underestimate the situation we are passing through. But Lord is making, you know, to teach us something. And our children just, they say, ah, look this, you know, how they're learning Sunday school, you know. And they saw these people around, like even Brother Brown says, oh Lord, my children should grow in this generation, in this wicked generation. But my wife says, let's pray for them. And while they prayed, even they lost car. Such a girl maybe like that, she doesn't remember if saved or not, they brought car.
Amen.
So we want to really thank the Lord for his goodness.
First on the chorus of I'll Fly Away, and then we'll ask Sister Rebecca to come and sing.
Fly away, oh glory, fly away. Amen.
Just beyond the veil, I long to see your face. Just to see your beauty there. Just beyond the veil. Beautiful you are. Beautiful you are. Beautiful you are. You are. Beautiful.
My Lord, to meet with me, for I'm
Jesus, because you passed the me. To me, you are so wonderful and wonderful.
in all your ways, in your direction. That's all.
Father, we come before the Lord and upon this time, thanking you for your kindness, your goodness, your mercy, Lord, that is ever shining. Your grace that has atoned, Father. From Lord, Father, Lord, beginning of the day, the rising of the sun to the setting of the sun. O God, how has been with us, O God? Father, how has kept us in the good Lord, on our behalf, Lord. Father, we know your eyes are on the struggle, your ears are on our knees, even upon the struggle. Father, the greatest need we have is to hear from thee this morning. Give us spiritual understanding.
Hallelujah.
That you've given us chance to
come. Thank you, Father.
Bow ourselves down and praise
you, Lord.
That you've given us grace to come, Father, to worship you, Father, to express and to bring, Father, that which is in our souls.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you,
Lord. As your people.
Amen.
That you gather us as your family.
Thank you, Father.
Thank you for your word.
Oh,
thank you,
Lord,
Father, for your headship.
Amen.
Father, that you restore this image. Father, we just want to come under the
image
of
Lord. Yes, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Thank you for the greatness.
Thank you, Lord.
Thoughts told.
Thank you, Father.
Your plans and your purposes.
Amen.
Just let your will be.
Amen.
Father,
please, Lord.
You to have
oh, the yes, Father.
Lord,
amen.
You
thank amen.
You song worship, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
You bless our brothers with songs.
Thank
you, Lord.
Amen.
Lord, we teach that it
yes,
blesses
Father.
Your hands.
Oh,
thank
yes,
you for
Lord.
Musicians.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you for the
amen.
That are
thank you, Father.
Bless our children.
Please, Lord.
Father,
please.
The testimony. Thank you,
yes,
Father.
Amen.
That you are always
full. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Your goodness, Lord.
Oh, yes.
Thank you, Father, for all of these
amen.
Things, Lord.
Amen.
We're looking unto you.
Amen and amen.
Father, go before us.
Yes,
and
Father.
And hear the sound in the moment.
Please, Lord.
Lord.
Amen.
Father,
amen.
The confidence that you've gone to.
Amen.
Smite
the amen.
The rain shall
oh,
light
yes,
upon our
Lord.
Glorify the
Lord. Hallelujah.
Bless your people.
Oh, hallelujah.
The north and south and east
thank
and west,
you,
Lord.
Lord.
Amen. Bless your people and touch your people.
Thank you,
to
Lord.
To pray for my
touch
wife
us.
As you touch her.
Amen. Amen.
Lord,
amen.
Restore her in her health.
Yes, Father.
Father, Lord.
Hallelujah.
As we come to the end.
Hallelujah.
May your will be
please, Lord.
May you be glorified.
Please, Lord.
Lord. Father, let your kingdom come on earth.
Yes,
as
Lord.
It is in heaven.
Amen.
Let it be established with you.
Amen.
In Jesus' name.
Thank you, Lord. Amen.
God bless you richly, saints, today. I want to greet our visitor, Sister Rebecca from Canada. God bless you, saints.
Amen. Amen.
And Sister Cohen, as well, is asking for the saints to pray for her family, for her and her family. We also have one announcement before we get in. It's a real happy announcement, but it's not so happy as well. We want to really announce with joy that our good sister Rachel is getting married in October.
Amen. Hallelujah.
So the sad part is the sister will be going to live in France.
Amen.
But we really do appreciate the goodness of the Lord
amen.
For what he does. And we pray the Lord's blessing.
Amen.
All the arrangements, everything that should be said and done. And may the Lord make her a true Rachel.
Amen.
And a savage for home.
Amen.
So we're really glad about that. One more thing. This coming Friday, we have our consecration Friday, first Friday of the month. I think there's a lot of reason for us to gather together to come and humble ourselves before the Lord to seek His continued prosperity upon all that is before us. So that's this week on Friday. Let's open our Bibles. Let's open Revelation 10 once again. We've been looking at the title deed. And we're trying to look at the practical application of spiritual truth. Because if the title deed has been restored, what does it mean for us? Unless we want to take it down another line today. But we looked first of all at spiritual authority. We looked at the authority of the believer. We then had a look at how it applies in our inheritance, in our callings. So today we want to have a look down one other aspect of what does this restored title deed mean to us?
Let's just read Revelation 10, verse 1. And I saw another mighty angel come down from heaven, clothed with a cloud, and a rainbow was upon his head, so this great covenant light. His face was, as it were, the sun, and his feet as clear as a fire. And he had in his hand a little book open, and he set his right foot upon the sea and his left foot upon the earth, and cried with a loud voice as when a lion roars, and when he had cried, seven thunders uttered their voices. And when the seven thunders had uttered their voices, I was about to write, and I heard a voice from heaven saying unto me, seal up those things which the seven thunders uttered, and write them. And the angel which I saw stand upon the sea and upon the earth lifted up his hand to heaven, and swear by him that lives forever and ever, who created heaven and the things that therein are, and the earth and the things that therein are, and the sea and the things which are therein, that there should be time no more.
Amen.
But in the days of the voice of the seventh angel, when he shall begin to suffer, the mystery of God should be finished, as he has declared to his servants the prophets. And the voice which I heard from heaven spake unto me again, and said, go and take the little book which is open in the hand of the angel which stands upon the sea and upon the earth. And I went unto the angel and said unto him, give me the little book. And he said unto me, take it and eat it up, and it shall make thy belly bitter, but it shall be in thy mouth sweet as honey. And I took the little book out of the angel's hand and ate it up, and it was in my mouth sweet as honey. And as soon as I had eaten it, my belly was bitter. And he said unto me, thou must prophesy again before many peoples and nations and kings and kings. That's what you want to do today. We want to get the book so we can be one with it. Let's read Psalm 23, verse 1. Let's get our thought from there. Psalm 23, verse 1. The Lord is my shepherd.
Amen.
I shall not.
Yes, sir.
He maketh me to lie down in green pastures.
He does.
He leadeth me beside the still waters.
Amen.
He restores.
Thank you, Lord. Amen.
He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil.
Amen.
For thou art with me.
Hallelujah.
Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemies.
Amen.
Thou anointest my head with oil.
Amen.
My cup with oil. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my
life,
and I will dwell in the house of God.
Thank you, Lord. Amen.
Let's just pray, Father. We pray for our sister. Join, Lord. May you bless the dear Lord. Watch over her family.
Amen.
We pray that you do something special for her.
Amen.
That you open for her. That you open the doors. That you move on her behalf.
Amen.
Bless your word to us.
Amen.
Amen. In a sense, let's be seated. So if you go back and think about what it was like in Egypt, it must have been the most wonderful place. And when the Lord's blessing was upon Egypt, you can imagine the atmosphere that was there. Because everything which the Lord did in Egypt, it was good. He said it was good. Eden must have been such a prosperous place. It was such a fruitful place. Because wherever the Lord is, in His presence, and He's bestowing His blessing, there's always going to be fruitful.
Amen.
The atmosphere, whenever the Lord is present, you know, whenever He comes, something good happens. So we know that in Eden, when Adam was in harmony with the Lord, when Adam was in harmony with Jehovah, he had access to the tree of life. He had access to so many things. He had access to the title deed. And that title deed entitled him to many things. You've seen it, entitled him to authority. He had authority. He was the supreme authority in Eden. There was no one that had authority like Adam. It doesn't matter if he had stayed behind the word, Satan had no authority over him. There was nothing. And he was given a dominion. He was given a domain. We saw that last week. He was given boundaries. You know, and he was told, this is your jurisdiction. And in that jurisdiction, he was omnipotent. As long as he was in harmony in his calling, as long as he was walking with God, as long as there was this partnership going on, there was nothing that could harm Adam. As long as they stayed behind the word, they prospered in Eden. Eden was a place of prosperity. It was a place of spiritual prosperity. It was a place of revelation. It was unfolding revelation.
Amen.
Because Jehovah would come down every evening in the cool of the evening. And they'd go to that cathedral like the prophet says, under the trees. And Jehovah would come down and they would partake now of the tree of life. They would partake of this unfolding revelation of who the Lord really is. They would eat of the bread of life. They were eating of the bread of heaven. Because you know the bread of heaven came down in flesh. And Jesus said, if you eat my flesh, you will never die. So Adam had access to that. So within his domain, he had an inheritance. Now, as long as Adam was faithful in his inheritance, as long as he lived according to the principle of not my will but thine be done, everything that Adam required, he had an abundance of.
Hallelujah.
There was nothing that Adam ever had in short supply. Mm. Can you think of Eden being a place of short supply?
No.
No.
Impossible.
Eden was a place of abundant provision.
Amen. Mm.
It was a place that of full supply. You know the word rich, if you go and have a look at it in the Bible, in the dictionary, it actually means full supply.
Amen.
For someone to have spiritual riches, it means you have a full supply spiritually.
Mm.
And friend, that's been restored back to us in this age.
Amen.
With the breaking of the seals, with the revelation of the word, we have a full supply.
Amen.
So spiritually we have a full supply. Amen. Everything which we need spiritually, because of that title deed, through kinsman redemption, because Christ the great kinsman redeemer has taken the book.
Amen.
He is the one that has redeemed our lost inheritance. So in that title book is everything we need spiritually. So if we are in our inheritance, if we are working with God in our calling, everything that you need spiritually, we saw in Psalm 23, verse 1. If the Lord is your shepherd, you shall not want. He will provide what you need. Paul said that in the Bible, my God shall supply all of your needs according to his riches in glory. So on that aspect of the title deed, we have the spiritual aspect of the title deed. We then have the material aspect of the title deed. In Eden, everything that Adam and Eve required to get the job done was ministered to them. They had an abundance because they were living in fellowship with God. And everything which he does, it prospers.
Amen.
Can you ever imagine the Lord trying to do something that doesn't prosper?
Mm-mm.
No, wherever he is, there's prosperity. Wherever he is, there's ample supply. Wherever he is, if he comes inside of your life, you start to prosper.
Amen.
Have a look at what you were spiritually before you met Christ.
Amen.
You were dead. There were thorns and thistles in your life. It was a barrenness. It was a wasteland. But the moment the Son of Prosperity himself, who is Christ, came in, you allowed him access into your life, things started to change. You now started to bring forth fruit. You now started to bring forth things that you've never seen before. Because in that atmosphere, things are always fruitful. Things are always fertile. Things always express themselves. You know, we're saying in the car that Jimmy Swaggart sings a song years back. You know, and it reminded me of what Brother Johnny Reagan was preaching in Switzerland, that the God, when he creates things, when he sowed the seed for the flowers, so that the flowers would come forth, he doesn't only sow them in the places where people go.
No.
The God does things in such an abundant way. He even sows the flowers in the mountains where people would never go.
Amen.
He sows his seed everywhere because
Thank you, Lord.
He just loves to see fruitfulness.
Amen.
He just loves to see prosperity. He loves to see, you know, from his seed which he sows, he loves to see a return back on his seed.
Amen.
But now if you really think about it, that back in Eden, when God created the heavens and the earth, and then God established this garden of Eden, and God put his Son in charge, and he says, you will have dominion over the earth. What did Adam have dominion over? Adam, in the beginning, had dominion over all things.
Mm-hmm.
So all of the resources of the earth, everything which God had created, everything that God put in the earth, everything which God put in the soil, everything which God put, which was of benefit, it was Adam's inheritance. God put those things there so that Adam could fulfill his purpose, so that Adam could be what he was supposed to be. So everything in this earth, we know that it belongs to the Lord.
Yes. Amen.
Everything in this earth doesn't belong to the devil. There's nothing in this earth that belongs to the devil.
No.
Satan is a squatter. He came in and Adam now forsook the title deed. And the title deed went back into the hands of Jehovah. Satan moved it. And he started now to exploit the resources of the earth. He started now to exploit the material wealth, the agricultural wealth, all of these things. But God in the beginning never intended that.
Amen.
God never created these things for the devil.
Amen.
God never created this earth and the fullness of this earth for the sons of the devil, for the children of the devil.
No.
They appropriated it to themselves. And Satan, being a squatter, he said to Jesus, he said, if you worship me, I'll give you these kingdoms. I'll give you this glory. And the devil does that.
Mm.
But these things don't belong to him.
No.
Amen. None of these resources that you see belong to the devil.
Amen. Yes.
None of these things belong to the devil's children.
Mine.
They're going to have to give an account one day for what they've done. Amen.
Yes.
For things that don't really belong to
yes,
them.
Yes, sir. Amen.
These are not things that belong to the devil.
Hallelujah.
The Lord created this earth for his sons and his
Amen.
The earth is the Lord's and the
fullness thereof.
But the earth he has reserved for his children.
Amen.
For the sons and daughters
of God.
So in this title deep, as we know, to go back to Eden, to take us back to the way things were in the beginning, this work of kinsman redemption, it was all encompassing. Because the kinsman redeemer, he had the right to do what? He would redeem somebody from bondage.
Amen.
So if you were in bondage, the kinsman redeemer could come and pay for you, pay the price to bring you out of bondage. We were in spiritual bondage. We were in bondage to the devil. But Christ came and through his visitation and through revelation, and us just entering into his great work of kinsman redemption, he delivered us from bondage. But the kinsman redeemer also could do more. The kinsman redeemer could come and redeem someone from poverty.
Amen.
If someone had sold themselves and become a slave and lost their property, lost their inheritance, the kinsman redeemer, because of his riches, because he was able, he was wealthy like Boaz, and he was willing to do it, he could redeem you back to your inheritance.
Amen.
Your material inheritance as well, that which was intended to be for you, which you through your sins had sold out to the hands of somebody else, and that person came and temporarily possessed your land. That land was always yours.
Amen.
And if the Jubilee trumpet sounded one day, and you heard the Jubilee trumpet, and you shook yourself and said, hey, there's a law about these things.
Amen.
Whenever the Jubilee trumpet sounds, I can go back and take my possession.
Amen.
I don't have to be a slave anymore. I don't have to live this kind of a struggling life anymore.
Mm.
God has given me an inheritance. I can go back to my land. I can go back and sow my seed in the fields. I can go and reap a harvest.
Amen.
Feed my family. You know, clothe my family. Have a provision for all the things that I need. That was the entitlement that God gave.
Mm.
And right back from Eden, that's what God desired for Adam. That's why if you look at this thought, our thought is the sons of prosperity. Adam was the first son of prosperity.
Amen.
He was the very first one. Adam, when he was in his inheritance, when he was in harmony with the tree of life, when he could come and partake of that tree of life, when he was in harmony with Jehovah, when he was in harmony and walking in that harmony, he was the son of prosperity.
Amen.
Everything that Adam did prospered.
Amen.
Is there anything before the fall that Adam did that didn't prosper?
Mm-mm.
You tell me. Never. How can he not prosper? When there's the atmosphere of prosperity, when the Holy Ghost was brooding over the land, that productive atmosphere, that creative atmosphere, that when there's the presence of God is there, friend, it's impossible for things not to prosper.
Amen.
And Adam, when he was walking, when he knew he was as a son of God, when his motives and his objectives were right, he wasn't trying to build himself a kingdom.
Amen.
He was trying to establish this kingdom which had been entrusted to him.
Mm.
He was such a faithful steward.
Mm.
At first, of everything that had been entrusted into his hands. So the Lord said, there's nothing that I'll withhold from you.
Amen.
You're in harmony with me.
Amen.
Your motive and objective is right.
Amen.
All your resources, all the talents I've given to you, and all these resources that I've given to you, you're not a greedy sort of a guy.
Amen.
You're not trying to use these things for yourself. You wanted to use these things to establish my kingdom on earth.
Amen.
And I put you in charge of my kingdom. Therefore, Adam, I hold nothing back from you.
Amen.
If you want to take the gold out of the earth, take the gold out of the earth.
Mm.
If you want to take the silver, if you want to go and get the oil, it all belongs to you.
Amen.
As long as you stay under this great atmosphere,
Amen.
As long as you keep this motive and objective right,
mm.
that it's not just for you,
Amen.
But you're wanting to do it in partnership with of me.
Amen.
That you wanted to help me to establish my kingdom on earth. I will withhold nothing back from you.
Amen.
Everything that you need, I will provide you.
Amen.
That's how it was before the fall. Adam never had to worry about, where am I going to find the money tomorrow? You know, for this, that, and that.
I'm not going to pay my rent.
He never had to get a sleepless night worrying about what's going to happen next year. You know, where am I going to find this, that, and the other? Oh, it can't be like that.
Amen. Amen.
If the Lord is really your shepherd, the Lord was his shepherd.
That's right.
He was
Amen.
In such a harmony. The Bible says he had a oneness with God.
Mm.
He was one with the Word. He was one with God. And God is the God of prosperity.
Amen.
And God's Word is the Word of prosperity.
Amen.
And Isaiah 55, he says, no word that comes out of my mouth will return to me without achieving its purpose.
Amen.
He says, but it shall prosper in whatever that I sent it for. So God's Word sent is prosperous.
Amen.
Whenever God sends forth His Word, it prospers.
That's
it
right.
It does what it's supposed to do.
Amen.
It brings forth of its own kind. It brings forth whatever the purpose is that God sent that word for. And Adam now was one with that word.
Amen.
He had this title deed. And friend, the only way he could keep that title deed, as long as he had the right image in it, as long as he was the image of the word, as long as he walked in harmony with the word,
Amen.
There was nothing that God would withhold from him. That brings it back. Why does God withhold things from us? Because we don't have the image of the Word.
Amen.
When we're selfish, when we're greedy, the Lord knows, if I give too much to my this
yes,
boy,
sir.
He's going to destroy himself and others as well.
Yes.
If I give too much money, too much popularity, if there's too much access to women and those kind of things, the prophet says, those are the three things that Satan preys upon.
Yes.
But if you get back to a condition and you find somebody on earth, sons and daughters of God on earth, and they've been born of the Word. And they've got a Word character in them. They're the image of the Word inside of themselves. They have every right to expect the full blessing of God. There's nothing that God will withhold from a person whose character and nature is in harmony with His purpose. That's what Jesus said, or what Paul said, or John said. If we ask anything according to His will, He'll give it to us.
Right.
It's according to His will. That's the thing. So right from the beginning, Adam now, if he'd have stayed in that atmosphere, he'd have kept that motive and objective that, look, my things are not the most important things here. It's His things that are the most important. If he'd have kept it, Lord, Father, thy will be done. But in the end, it wasn't that he wanted His will to be done. And the moment he wanted His will to be done, he lost that word image inside of himself. He lost access to the tree of life. He lost access now to the title deed. And that atmosphere of prosperity had left. And now what happened in Eden? What happened in the earth? The Lord now cursed the earth. And instead of Adam being a son of blessing, instead of him being a son of prosperity, the Lord now cursed the earth for his sake. And he says, now the earth will bring forth thistles and thorns. And you'll have to sweat and you'll have to toil. Yeah? You're going to have to work now. It's not going to be easy for you to get by. You're going to struggle. Friends, that's what happens when people now sin against God. You see in the lives of people, when people get out of harmony with God, you find even in their natural lives, things just fall apart. There's no more prosperity. There's no more blessing in the things that they're doing. Because friends, the only way that we as the sons and daughters of God can prosper, we've got to have His hand upon us.
Amen.
We've got to be walking with Him, the Son of prosperity, if we want to be sons and daughters of prosperity. But as long as we're walking with Him, our friends, especially the age that we're living in, it's a serious age. If you think of that title deed, what it entitles you to, it entitles you to authority.
Amen.
It entitles you to your inheritance.
Hallelujah.
To every aspect of your inheritance, Christ has already redeemed through His own blood the fullness of your inheritance.
Thank you, Lord.
Spiritually and materially.
Amen.
Because who in the end inherits this earth? The meek shall inherit.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
This earth doesn't belong to the devil.
No.
This is our inheritance.
Yes, sir.
All of these things belong to us.
Yes, sir.
That was the purpose that He had.
Yeah.
And the great mystery of redemption is how He's unfolded His purpose down so that He can take the title deed, the kinsman redeemer. But He doesn't keep the title deed for Himself.
No.
He gives it back to His
Thank children. You.
And He says, this is what I've redeemed for you. And if you ever want to know how much God wants to give us something. Think of the price that He paid.
Amen.
Amen.
To get that thing back to Himself.
Amen. Amen.
The prophet says that you think of the blessings that you have. He says, did you ever think the cost that it cost you?
Wow. Wow.
To get us these blessings.
Hey,
who are you? He says, you have the joy of the Lord in our midst. He says, do we ever go back and think of what it cost Him? To become a man and to take unto Him the cruelty of sin.
Yeah,
the cruelty of sin. He says the price that it cost. But if we weigh it up and see that, look, if God is willing so much to pay a price for our inheritance, He must have such a desire.
Amen.
Because the desire that you have is going to be admitted to the price that you're willing to pay.
Amen.
So if He was willing to go to the greatest price, to shed His blood, to pour out His life's blood, to bring redemption of our inheritance, how much it proves to us, practically, how much He wants to give us that inheritance.
Amen.
How much He wants us to step into that inheritance.
Amen.
But obviously we know that there's qualifications for that.
Yes, sir.
Here Him, there's adoption. Yet He wants to make sure if He can just find sons and daughters that will do things the way that He does
it. Amen.
So that when the tutor looks down and he goes and reports back to the father, and he'll say, sir, He handles it exactly the way that you do.
Amen.
Amen.
Then the father says, that's all that I was waiting for. Takes him to the mountaintop. Amen. Brings the many witnesses. This is my beloved son.
Amen.
This is my beloved daughter.
Amen.
Well, please hear him.
Thank you.
And then your name on the check is just as valid as
Amen.
All of your father's resources are there for
you. Amen.
As long as your motive is
Jesus. Yes, sir. Amen.
You can now go to his bank account, take out what you want. You can go
Amen.
To the sheep, the cattle. You can do whatever. Those resources that your father
Hallelujah.
Has. Inheritance as much as
Amen.
But all he was waiting for you to do was come of age.
Amen.
All he was waiting for you to do was to test you.
Hallelujah.
If I give you these things, what are you going to do with
Yes,
them?
Sir.
Because he's not going to give them to you, they're going to destroy you.
Yes.
He's not going to give them to you in full measure. If he sees that you're not able to handle
Amen.
We don't give things to our children which they can't have.
No.
But as they grow and as they mature
Hallelujah.
And prove themselves, we can start to entrust them with more and more and more.
Amen.
And friend, that is the key. Why? Sometimes the Lord withholds the material blessings.
Yes, sir. Amen.
Because it so much ties wow. together with our spiritual authority.
Amen.
Our spiritual authority is determined by our maturity in the Lord.
Amen.
We have authority in a nation. As we become more and more mature, you find that He increases your authority. You start to realize more of your authority. He backs up more of your authority.
Amen.
Because you're coming more and more into His image. He starts saying, yeah. And when the prophet says that, he says, God doesn't just give these things. He says, what would you do with the power? What would you do if this power was given to you? Would you be like young John, that somebody does something wrong to you? You go and say, Master, shall we do like Elijah? Shall we call fire from heaven and burn them up?
Wow.
And then the Son of Man had to rebuke them and say, you don't know what kind of spirit you are. The Son of Man didn't come to destroy man's life. The Son of Man came to save them. See, that's why Jesus could be given the power at that time, that authority, but not the disciples. Because they didn't know how to handle it properly.
Amen.
But as they now moved themselves beyond Pentecost and moved, they were entrusted now with that same power and that same authority. Because now, the image inside of themselves, which is reflected in your character, which is reflected in your motives, your objectives, your ambitions that you have, was in line with His word.
Amen.
They were now transformed by the power of transformation, like Brother Eddie has been saying. Not that they had a word
Amen.
To now. That the Lord can now entrust them and say, I can trust you with these things because I'm even handled in the same way that I'm going to handle them. And that's how after the fall now, and it wasn't the same. He didn't have that image. He didn't have that motive. As soon as he fell, like the brother said the other day, as soon as Adam fell, before the fall, he was willing to take his wife's sin upon himself. After the fall, he's blaming his wife.
Amen.
So it's because of this woman that you gave to me. You can see there's no more the image of Christ.
Yes, sir.
There's no more taking the wrong of somebody else upon yourself.
Yeah.
You can see that image had fallen. When the image fell, the title deed was lost. Adam couldn't go anymore to the church. So now his source of authority, his source of blessing, his source of where all of his inheritance came from the Lord took it back to himself and went into the hands of him that was seated upon the throne, waiting for redemptive grace.
Amen.
That's what it was. God always intended that to come back to the sons of Adam. And the daughters of Adam, it belongs to them. And that's what it is. So we go now through the Bible. The next one you find, you know, Abraham, you can see, but the next time you find a son of prosperity is Joseph. Joseph was a real son of prosperity. And if you think about Joseph, and all these people in the Bible that were the shadows and types of Christ, what was it in them that made them shadows of Christ? It was the Spirit of Christ in them.
Hallelujah.
They reflected Christ. And as they reflected Christ, they reflected different aspects of this inheritance that be left to them. And what we see in Joseph, Joseph was a son of prosperity.
Amen.
Amen.
The prophet says in Revelation of Jesus Christ, 1960, he says, Joseph, down in Egypt he goes. And there he was exalted from his prison. To the right hand of Pharaoh and was made the caretaker.
Amen.
And everything prospered in the days of Joseph.
Amen.
It's a serious thing to think about.
Amen.
Wherever this man went, everything prospered.
Amen.
No matter what Joseph set his hands to, it prospered.
Amen.
A mortal man like that. Imagine. And friends, I'll say to you, there's a greater than Joseph.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen.
Joseph didn't have access to the new birth like we do.
Amen.
Joseph didn't have access to the
spirit. Amen.
Joseph.
Amen.
But Joseph was a son of prosperity.
Wow.
That's what he was. The promise is now when Jesus returns, even the desert shall
prosper. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Wherever the Son of Man is, friend, there's prosperity.
Amen.
Wherever he is given honor, wherever he's given his position, there's going to be prosperity.
Amen.
If there's a desert like in your life, like I said, in your soul, and then you humbled yourself and you gave him the throne,
amen,
what's going to happen? The desert started to bloom.
Awesome.
Amen. The desert started to bring forth. And those stickers, those thorns on the cactus, they started to unfold themselves into tender leaves.
Hallelujah.
It was because of just inviting the Son of Prosperity, the Son of Man himself, to come and take the throne inside of
him. Amen.
Everything started to, the atmosphere changed. Everything changed inside of your life. And you started to realize that you have an inheritance.
Hallelujah.
You have a calling. You have an authority. You have resources that you have access to.
Amen.
Which other people don't have access to.
Amen.
This is all what was stored up in the great work of redemption, which is typed by the title D, which John is told to eat right at the end.
Amen.
Because he must prophesy again. The prophet says they put Joseph, the general, had him in his house. Everything he did, it prospered. Let's read that, Genesis 39. You know this,
amen.
Let's just read it. To look at exactly the way that it did. It's Genesis 39, verse 5. It says, and it came to pass. This is in Potiphar's house, Genesis 39, verse 5. It came to pass from the time. So there was a specific turning point in Potiphar's house.
Yes, sir.
There was a specific moment,
hallelujah,
minute, hour, day,
amen,
that he could say it was different before and it was different after that time. That difference was when he brought the son of prosperity into his house.
Amen.
That's what made all the difference. He made a wise choice, Potiphar. He made the wisest choice. He didn't even know how wise his choice was. But there in the slave market that day, he chose Joseph.
Amen.
And then he recognized the potential in Joseph.
That is right.
Why? And then he started to honor him and give him opportunity,
hallelujah,
to express himself in his house. That's all that he did, Potiphar. And that completely transformed his business. That completely transformed everything inside of his house by just allowing the son of prosperity to express himself freely. Recognizing who he had in his house and allowing him to express himself. It says, and it came to pass from the time that he made him overseer in his house.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
He gave him the preeminence.
Yeah, man.
And of all that he had, that the Lord blessed the Egyptians for Joseph's sake.
Amen.
And the blessing of the Lord was upon all that he had in the house,
amen,
and in the field.
Amen.
Oh, friends. The neighbors didn't understand. They would go out and go and check their harvest. And they said, this doesn't make sense. We're right next to this man's property.
Amen.
But he's getting by the handful.
Hallelujah.
He's getting in measure. Then you'll see the prosperity, all of Potiphar's fields that prospered, everything he had in the field. You go to the next door neighbor, it wasn't the same. You go to the other side, the fields weren't the same. I remember Brother Chitsinde when he got in Zimbabwe, spoke to the farmer of the year. He was so embarrassed by his neighbor because all the ministers were going to come from Zanukia and all of them because he was the farmer of the year. He had such a blessed crop. But his next door neighbor whose field adjoined his crop was so poor. So Brother Chitsinde went and he got a fence made, a barrier made, so that when the people would come, they wouldn't see the next door neighbor's field. But that's a very practical example.
Amen.
The children of the Son of
Christ. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Why should our things not prosper better than the neighbor?
That's right.
Why should our homes not prosper better? Why should our children not prosper better? Why should our church not prosper better than the neighbor? Why should our finances not prosper better than the neighbor? We're the sons of prosperity. Amen. We're in harmony with the Son of prosperity.
Amen.
We've given him the preeminence.
Hallelujah.
We've given him everything. We've given him the ownership of our lives. How can we just be the same as other people? It wouldn't make sense, friends, to think of it like that. This man Potiphar wasn't even a believer. He was a sinful man, but he just caught a certain understanding of something. And if I just get this Joseph in my house, wherever he is, things are blessed. Everything his hand touches is blessed.
Hallelujah.
Remember we saw it last week with Samson and your calling. Whenever Samson's hand went with that jawbone, God's hand went with his.
Amen.
That's amazing. Victorious in his battles. And when we pray and the enemy comes, it's not our power that does it, but it's his power that unites together with God.
Hallelujah.
It's his word.
Amen.
Right.
It's this great partnership.
Thank you, Lord.
This partnership is in every aspect.
Amen.
If we open the Bible, you open the Bible at home, and your next door neighbor, whose son is a denominational person, opens the Bible, it's a massive difference.
Amen. That's right.
Glory.
There's a different atmosphere that's going to be.
Amen.
There's a different unveiling that's going to be.
Amen.
Because you are a child of the Son of Prosperity. You're in relationship to Him. Amen. So whenever you open your Bible, wherever your hand goes, He blesses it.
Amen.
If you're in your position, friend. If you're not living in willful sin. If you're in your calling, if you're in your inheritance, if you're in your boundaries. It's just a byproduct. It's just the natural result of this great work of redemption that Christ has brought. These are the things that you receive. It says, bless the Lord, all my soul, and forget none of his benefits.
Amen.
It's just, we don't seek these things. They're just the benefits of our relationship with him.
Amen.
That's all that it is. So it says that the blessing of the Lord was upon all that he had in the house and in the field. And he left all that he had in Joseph's hand. That was a good thing to do.
Hallelujah.
He left all this. He says, hey, please, you know better than me. What's that like with us? But everything we do is governed by the word.
Hallelujah.
When you make a decision, you're going for your exams at college. Yeah? You put it into his hands.
Amen.
He said, okay, my hands, I'm not sure if I'm going to make it through, but Lord, if I can
bless
and put myself in your hands, you'll bless me.
Amen.
Your children, when they go to school, you put them in the hands of the
Lord.
Amen. Amen.
They're in an atmosphere, they grow up in an atmosphere that's different than other atmospheres. That's why you're not surprised when they do better than other
schools. Hallelujah.
I remember Brother Zales in Czech Republic when they didn't have television, all those things in their home, internet even, a few years back. And the people from the school came and told them, your children are at a big disadvantage. Your children will never prosper. They're going to fall behind. And then it came to the exam results.
Hallelujah.
And Brother Zalish's children, his granddaughter, Brother Bogdan's daughter, in the village, in the town where they live, they give awards for the whole town, for all the schools in the town. Normally to get one award is a higher thing. 2 and 3.
Amen.
And Brother Silas made sure, and he went back to those teachers, but those three certificates in his hand, and he went to lay them down and said, I thought you said they wouldn't prosper.
Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah.
In his hands, we don't have to
use. Hallelujah.
We don't have to use what they've got.
Amen. Yes, sir.
Amen.
If you do it his way, you tell me how you can't prosper. Mm. That's why I said from the beginning, is it anything God does that doesn't prosper?
No, no.
No. So if you fall in his leadership, how can you not prosper?
Amen. Amen.
If you're doing your own thing, well, that's up to you.
That's true.
That's right.
Hopefully it's going to prosper. But if you fall in his leadership, if he's in what you're doing,
hallelujah,
how can it not prosper?
That's right.
Listen, heavens and earth will pass away before my word.
Hallelujah.
And he says, whenever I send my word, it will prosper what I send.
Hallelujah.
So as long as we can just walk by faith and just walk with him.
Yes, sir.
Humbly before the Lord.
Amen.
Just give him the jurisdiction. Mm. Put it into his hands. It's impossible for God.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Absolutely. We'll see disqualifications. How we can disqualify ourselves. There's certain things we have to be faithful to. But that's impossible. What about the prophet says? He says, they put him in jail.
Mm.
And the whole jail prospered.
Hallelujah. Right? Amen.
Everything they did, he prospered. Let's
yes, sir.
Genesis 39, verse 21. It's so true.
Amen.
Joseph was the son of prosperity. But he's just a shadow of Jesus.
Mm. Amen.
Every believer here today knows Jesus.
Amen.
He's your friend. Amen. He's your shepherd.
Hallelujah.
He's the one that you put upon the throne.
Amen.
Genesis 39, verse 21. And the Lord was with Joseph. He's in prison now. And showed him mercy. And gave him favor in the sight of the king.
Hallelujah.
So you'll be a security guard at work, the Lord gives you faith.
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah.
Yeah. And you don't have a security guard anymore.
Amen.
And that's why we want to employ you in IT, because I don't have any qualifications
right now. Amen.
Amen.
When they send you now to go and clean a computer from a virus, you go through your cloth and you go through
a... Amen.
Spread.
Hallelujah.
And the boss says, what are you doing? He said, I thought you were supposed to clean a virus. And the man says, go back to the office.
Amen. Hallelujah!
That's what happened to Brother George.
Amen.
He won favor.
Why?
Amen.
He's in a relationship with the Son of Prosperity.
Hallelujah!
And the Son of Prosperity said, all that you do not prosper.
Amen.
Give you favor.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen. He says he gave him favor in the
Thank
sight
you, Lord.
Of the keeper of the prison.
Amen.
Verse 22. And the keeper of the prison committed to Joseph's hand all the prisoners of the prison.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
You find that work, they just give you more and more and more.
Amen.
I don't need any more.
Amen.
I didn't get this job to do these kind of things. We're speaking, Brother Will, you ask. Brother, you find any son of daughter of God
Amen.
In the workplace. The people know there's something different about you.
Yes. Amen.
Where I work even the other day on Thursday, they always say to me, say, Andrew, we don't understand what it is. How things don't work. You just came and stood next to the computer and it started working.
Amen.
Hallelujah. It's not what you know, it's who you know.
Amen.
He said everything you do will
prosper. Amen.
Wherever you put your hand, it will prosper.
Amen.
That's my word. It's his word.
That's exactly.
And it's so practical in the lives of the sons and daughters of God. He'll give you favor, like he did to Joseph. Verse 23, and the keeper of the prison looked not to anything that was under his hand.
Hmm.
Because the Lord was with him.
Yes, sir.
And that which he did, the Lord made it to prosper.
Amen.
So what you do, yes, expect the devil to attack it. That's why we need to understand our authority.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
That
Amen.
We can expect Amen. 100% the blessing of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
So we say saints, let's build a church.
Hallelujah.
It's going to be the blessing of the Lord.
Amen.
That's whatever we put our hand, the Lord's going to put his hand.
That's exactly.
Whatever we desire, we do it for his glory.
Amen.
It's going to prosper.
Amen.
It's impossible for God to prosper.
Amen.
Because you've got the Son of Prosperity.
Amen.
You've included him in it right from the beginning.
Amen.
And he's the one that makes the difference.
Amen.
The prophet goes on to say, he says, and when he was exalted the highest next to Pharaoh, everything in Egypt prospered above anything in the world.
Hallelujah. Amen.
The greatest decision Pharaoh ever made in his life.
That's right.
The greatest thing he ever did was recognize who Joseph was.
Amen. Mm-hmm.
It saved his country.
Amen.
It saved the whole region that they were in. It saved millions of people. It brought deliverance to so many people that were hungry, people that were starving, people that were in poverty.
Mm.
One man. Just one man in his position.
Amen.
He changed it for everyone.
Amen. Thank you.
This was the sign of prosperity. Let's look at that. Look what it says in Genesis 41, verse 46, when it speaks about when he's at the right hand of Pharaoh. Genesis 41, verse 46. I'm amazed that some people don't even say amen to prosperity.
Amen. Amen. Bring it on, brother.
Genesis 41, verse 46. And Joseph was 30 years old.
Amen.
When he stood before Pharaoh of Egypt.
My.
And Joseph went out from the presence of Pharaoh.
Hallelujah.
And the land of Egypt.
Hey.
And in the seven plenteous years, the earth brought forth by
handfuls. Hallelujah.
You know what that means?
Hey.
When they took a stalk of wheat, normally you'll just get a little bit of, you know, your seed you get. But when it was in the days of Joseph,
amen,
God's blessing, that one stalk of wheat brought forth a
handful. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And people were saying, we've never seen this before.
Hey.
Amen.
We've never seen a harvest like this.
Amen.
There's something different about this year's harvest.
Amen.
The thing that was different, the sun of prosperity was invoked in the harvest.
Amen.
That's why there was bringing forth by a handful. And all the nations round and about, they were coming to say, what fertilizer are you using?
My.
What are you doing different than the rest of than us?
That's right.
I remember once going fishing with a brother, Michael Winston. We went and we fished, me and brother, Chimaji. And we got to this place and there were these other guys who were fishing already there. And they said to them, hey, you guys, you're wasting your time. You've been fishing here for hours. We said, okay, we'll try. We cast in. We started catching fish. These guys went first. I said, no, we were here first. We were going down there. They came and stood in the place we were fishing. They didn't catch any fish. We went and stood where they were fishing. We started catching.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Wow. That's exactly
it. For those things.
Amen.
But God
promised
those
things.
Yes, sir. Amen. Amen.
Yes, sir.
Because amen. I am the son of prosperity.
Amen.
And all that you set your heart upon, you'll find that the Lord will start to prosper it.
Amen.
So the earth brought forth by handfuls. And it says in verse 48, and he gathered up all the food of the 7 years, which were in the land of Egypt.
Mm.
In the land of Egypt. And the reason it says that in the Bible, it was the only country that had. They gathered up everything was in the land of Egypt. And let's bring ourselves to think this though. At this time when it was prospering in Egypt, there was Jacob and his sons. They were in the promised land. But they weren't prospering. Why weren't they prospering? Because the sons rejected the son of prosperity.
Amen.
Amen. That's right.
They rejected the son of prosperity. They sold him.
Hallelujah.
So in Egypt now is Zaphnath-Paneah, the savior of the
yes,
world.
Yes, sir.
The secret.
Amen.
But there's famine in the land.
Amen.
And Jacob and his sons now, they're wondering where they're going to get the next meal. They're saying, hey, look, our crops have died. Our cattle are about to perish. But we got this corn in Egypt. There's always corn in Egypt.
Amen.
There's always an abundant supply. Amen. There's always sufficient in the son of prosperity.
Hallelujah.
And the moment now they got themselves back in the right relationship with the son of prosperity, when Jacob and his sons came down to Egypt, what happened to them? They were in Goshen.
Amen.
They got the fatness of the land.
Hallelujah.
There was no more worrying about, hey, what you're going to eat tomorrow. What worrying about what you're going to provide for our children next year. They didn't have to worry about those things anymore.
Amen.
What made the difference, friends? Was their relationship to the son of prosperity.
Amen.
That's what made all the difference. Once they came and repented and they humbled themselves and they had remorse and sorrow for what they'd done to him because they never respected him for what he was. They never realized who this covenant son was. He was the son of prosperity. But the moment now they gave him his position, they bowed down to him. Yeah? The moment now they accepted his authority. Look at the blessing.
Amen.
Oh, and it's going to be the same.
Amen.
Israel is going to get itself in an awful amount of trouble, in Jacob's trouble.
Amen.
And what's going to make the difference?
Yes, sir.
When they recognize the son of
God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Jesus says, you won't see me again until you learn to say, blessed is he that comes in the name
of
the
Lord. Amen.
Israel now is not saying, blessed is he that comes in the name of the Lord. But the Lord's going to put them in a situation. What's going to make the difference is the Son of Prosperity. And then they're going to inherit the kingdom in the millennium. What's going to make the difference there? They're going to be in the right relationship with the Son of Prosperity. That's all they had to worry about.
Amen.
Anything under Joseph's jurisdiction, it was blessed. Anything which was under his sphere of influence or his sphere of control, it was blessed. That's a great person to have.
Hallelujah.
That's a good person to have as your friend. That's a good person to be closely associated with.
Amen.
That's a good person to listen to his
voice.
To listen to his counsel. To learn from his principle.
Hallelujah.
That's ideal sort of person. You may not get the prosperity of his, but in your own domain. If you take those same principles that he used, you'll find the same blessing in your
life. Hallelujah.
You'll find exactly the same thing. Now we know that Jesus is the real Son.
Amen.
Is there anything Jesus did that didn't cause?
No.
Anything. When he came to a funeral, did it stay at the funeral?
No.
He didn't. It didn't stay at the funeral.
Amen.
When he came to people that were bound, did they stay bound?
No.
When he came to people who had lack, did they stay in lack?
No.
No. Look at Mark chapter 6, verse 41. Let's just see the scripture once again. We know the scriptures very well. You might have something so small and insignificant.
Amen.
As we enter into this project of building, you might look and just say, look, we were speaking with the children at home yesterday, and they were saying, you know, we speak about different ways of the building fund and so forth. They were saying, Daddy, I said, what about you guys giving some of your pocket money? They said, okay, we'll give 1 week of the month pocket money to the building fund. I said, God bless you. But you may, then one of them said, but that's only £9 in the month. Whatever, yeah? It's not their mind.
Amen.
Amen.
Right.
Makes all the difference. Because look in Mark chapter 6, you know the story. 5,000 people were hungry. And he's given, now look, there's just a young boy, and all he has to do is be sacrificial with what he's got. He's not asked to give everything he has, but he has a need. He has a need. Jesus has a need. Jesus' people have a need. They're hungry. They need something to minister to their need. And this young boy, he just takes the loaves and the fishes, a little basket, a boy's lunch, and puts it into the hands of Jesus, the Son of Prosperity. It says in verse 41, and when he had taken the 5 loaves and the 2 fishes, he looked up to heaven and he blessed.
That Amen.
The difference. Amen. When the Son of Prosperity blessed that,
Amen.
Friend, it was amazing what you
Hallelujah.
Amen.
All it needed was his blessing. All we need on what we're doing is his blessing.
Hallelujah.
We don't need to squeeze money from people. We don't need to do anything like that. We just need his blessing.
Amen.
We just need to take what we've got because we see a need. And we want to do something for him.
Amen.
Take what we've got. Friends, it was a
Hallelujah.
Sacrifice. We went hungry that day, that young boy. And God can only bless sacrifice.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
But he took what he had and he sacrificed. And I'm going to take what I've got. I'm going to put it into the hands of the Son of Prosperity. I'm going to see what he does with it. And Jesus took it up and he blessed it.
Amen.
And from that small basket, I fed 5,000 people.
Amen.
You tell me when Jesus is telling that it's not blessed. There's prosperity everywhere that he goes.
Amen.
He goes to a wedding, people drunk too much. They used the whole wine, came to an end too early. They came and said, you think you can do something? He said, it's not yet my time. He said, okay, go. Put the jars of water.
Wow.
He spoke the word.
Hallelujah.
It became the finest of the wine.
Amen.
And people are complaining, saying, this doesn't make sense. Normally you give the poorest wine at the end, and people have already drunk a little bit, so they don't really worry about the taste of wine.
Hallelujah.
But you've kept the finest of the wine to last.
Amen.
Amen. There's power in his word. His word will prosper in everything that he says.
Amen.
When his presence is there, wherever he comes, something good will happen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
He will minister to needs. He will supply. That's all you're doing.
Amen.
And you might look and say, but you don't have much friends. You just need to give him what you've got.
Hallelujah.
Doesn't matter how much you've got, just give him what you've got.
Yes, sir.
Just what have you got to have? Put it in his hand.
Amen.
And let's see what the Son of Prosperity will do with it. You'll be amazed how he can use it to minister to his body, to meet the needs of his people.
Amen.
One boy, through the blessing of the Son of Prosperity, blessed 5,000 people.
Amen.
5,000 people. Because he knew what he taken to.
Amen.
Amen.
He knew the one that could bless him.
Wow.
And Jesus
Amen.
Blessed him, and then it became a blessing. Mm. And anything that he blesses will always become a blessing.
That's right.
And he fed the 5,000. Because wherever Jesus comes, the effects of the curse are lifted. Wherever he comes.
Hallelujah.
There's no curse when Jesus is there.
That's right.
That's why in the millennium when he comes, the curse is going to unroll.
Amen.
Amen.
The desert's going to blossom. Amen. The prophet says those cactuses, they're going to bloom.
Amen.
There won't be the cactuses there anymore.
Mm.
You can't have a curse when there's the Son of Christ.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
It doesn't work. It's impossible.
Right.
You can't be a child of the blessing and a child of the curse at the same time.
No.
You can't be. You're either a child of prosperity or you're under a curse. Mm-hmm. There's only two things that it could be.
That's right.
Now sometimes like the prophet says, Satan, he wants to deceive us into thinking that we're not where we are. Satan's an opportunist, friends.
Yes.
He's taken possession of the resources of this earth for these thousands of years. Yet he's not entitled to it.
That's right.
He's not entitled. They don't belong to him.
Amen.
And if you and I inside of our lives want to give him jurisdiction in certain areas of our life, that's our own fault. We don't have to give him the jurisdiction.
That's right.
Amen.
There's no legal right to authority.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
He's holding things back in your life which you want to use for the glory of God. You have the authority to cast out.
Amen.
You have the authority to apply the principles of the word.
Right.
And there's no way that Satan can stay.
Amen.
Because wherever Jesus is, he became a curse for us. He became a curse because cursed is he that hangs upon a tree.
Amen.
That's wherever you go, there are the effects of the curse. When people are bound, they wouldn't be bound anymore. When a man still had years lying on his bed, he's not lying on his bed anymore.
That's right.
Because a woman spent all of her wealth, many physicians, yet grew nothing better. As soon as she came and touched the Son of Prosperity, the situation changed.
Amen.
Amen.
It
wasn't because she was something. She recognized him. She got in the right. She touched the right thing. She got in contact and relationship with the right thing. That's what made all of the difference. That's why it says in the first seal, it says, now when they came down to buy food, you know, Joseph recognized them as brothers. And Joseph was the Son of Prosperity.
Hallelujah.
No matter where he went, all was prosperous.
Amen.
Putting on Patmos.
Yes, sir.
All was prosperous.
Amen.
You blessed people in the book of Revelation.
Amen.
Put Joseph in prison, all the prisoners are going to be blessed.
Hallelujah.
Put him in Potiphar's house, it's going to be blessed. But that's our inheritance.
Amen.
Is to be the sons and daughters of prosperity.
Amen.
Not for ourselves. That young man wasn't using it for it, say himself. But the Lord promised through Paul. Paul said, my God will minister an abundant supply.
Amen.
So that you can continue to minister to the saints.
Amen.
As long as we continue having that attitude, to say, Lord, I'm not seeking these things for myself.
No.
I'm not seeking these things to glorify myself. But Lord, you have a need.
Amen.
Amen.
And as long as you're a channel, as long as you're a conduit of blessing, continue to receive blessing.
That's right.
Because the Bible says, give and it shall be.
Hallelujah.
But the moment you become Scrooge McDuck, you become, Lord, these things belong to me. See how the blessing is. Rise up.
That's right.
And there's no longer the blessing of the Son of Prosperity.
Amen.
The
that
you drink.
Amen.
When you start trying to amass things for yourself at the expense of the kingdom of God, see how there's no more blessing in the
Son right.
of But as long as you keep the word image in your heart,
Hallelujah.
As long as your motive and objective are right, as long as you're walking with him,
Amen.
Friends, he'll hold nothing back from you.
Amen. Amen.
Nothing. As long as he knows, he looks at your desire first. He came and he looked in Sister Hattie's heart first.
Amen.
And said, if I say to her, ask anything you will, what is she going to use it for?
Amen.
Then he found out she was going to use it for the right thing.
Hallelujah.
That's when he dropped it down.
Amen.
Knows what you're going to ask. He says, that's the reason these things are withheld from many people. You don't ask for the wrong thing.
Amen.
You don't want to ask for the wrong thing.
Hallelujah.
That's why you find he withholds things from us many times. You go and Quote I've heard, but now I see. Brahman says about Brother Shakirian and the. And the Lord showed the prophet a vision of oil in
oil.
That's right.
Showed him the.
Hallelujah!
And he went and told the brethren. They were busy.
Amen.
In the oil business. There's oil in Kentucky, the Lord showed him. God opened the door.
Hey. Amen.
The prophet says they got greedy among themselves. And one of them went and sold shares and cut the other ones out.
Wow.
He says, yet in the beginning they said they were going to use it for the Lord.
Lord. Amen.
He says, that's what never prospered. And he says, and then Texas moved in and got the main well. And then Brother Demas came and said, Brother Man, we should have listened to you.
He said, Amen.
He said, if you would have gone at that time, you would have got it all. But your motive and objective was wrong.
Amen. Amen.
You see, you said you were going to use it for God's glory, but it wasn't. You wanted to enrich yourself.
Yes.
You wanted to make your own personal domain better than somebody else's personal domain. That's when the Lord stopped the vision. And then later on, the Lord came and showed Brother Brown again and said, look, Texas has tapped into the main dupa. But there's all these other little overflows. And that's when the brothers went and they just got some measure of it. But if they had been in the right atmosphere, if they had been in the right spiritual condition, if they had recognized really who the prophet was,
Amen.
And God allowed the discerning power of the word to really speak into the situation and to warn them of what they needed to watch out for and what to stay away from, they would have received the fullness.
That's right.
That was Christ. They didn't want to give it to the sons of the devil.
No.
They wanted to give it to the sons of God.
Amen.
They wanted to give it now.
Hallelujah.
The people that are going to use it for other things. It's got to be like that. Now, Solomon was the next son of prosperity.
Amen.
Because in his day, it was the millennium. Of God.
Amen.
It was the golden age.
Amen.
He was a type of the son of prosperity. You know what the Bible says about the days of Solomon? It says gold and silver became like stone.
Hey.
Amen.
There was so much an abundance that came in that the price of gold and everything went down.
Amen.
In Israel, because there was so much wealth that was available at the time when they were building the temple. Because he was a son of prosperity. But look at Solomon. Look at the way that he approached this. To make sure that you approach it the right way like him. Look in 2 Chronicles chapter 1 verse 7. This is really where the qualifications come in for blessing.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
2 Chronicles 1 verse 7. It says, and that night did God appear unto Solomon and said unto him, ask what I shall give
you. Amen.
Ask what I shall give you. That's a serious one, friends.
Amen.
Ask what I shall give you.
Amen.
Solomon, whatever you want.
My.
I'm going to give it to
you. Hey.
Amen. Look at verse 10, what do you ask for?
Yes, sir.
He says, give me now wisdom.
Amen.
That I may go out and come in before this people.
Hallelujah.
Who can judge this thy people that is so great? And God said to Solomon, because this was in your heart, and thou hast not asked for riches, for wealth or honor, nor the life of your enemies, neither yet has asked long life, but has asked wisdom and knowledge for yourself, that you may judge my people, of whom I've made thee king. Verse 12. Wisdom and knowledge is granted unto thee.
Hallelujah.
And I will give thee riches,
wealth,
and honor.
Thank you, Lord.
Such as none of the kings have had that have been before thee. Neither shall there be any after thee. Seek ye first the kingdom of God.
Amen.
Seek ye first. He's going to check your motive and objective, friends. If you wanted to have a big flashy car so that people can see who you are, he's not going to grant you that.
That's right.
That's not the right motive and objective. But if you have a need and you go before the Lord and say, Lord, I've got a family. I'm struggling with this old car of mine. Lord, you have promised you are the son of prosperity.
Amen.
I'm squeezing them in, they don't even fit in. The seatbelts don't even work. You have every right to expect his blessing.
Amen.
You have every right to expect him to work on your behalf.
Right.
To give you something that's worthy.
Amen.
Should you struggle?
No.
Imagine you come into the Lord's house, you're not even sure if your car's going to get you there. Is that the son of prosperity?
No.
No.
But your ultimate objective is going to work.
Amen.
He's got to see that this isn't the most important thing to you.
Amen.
This is something you want to use for His glory.
Amen.
The prophet says, what are you saying to Him?
Mm.
You've got to say the right thing.
Amen.
What is your motive? What is your objective? Why do you want that healing you're asking
Amen.
For?
Mm.
He said, if you ask Him to say, Lord, heal me, I'll use it to testify for your glory.
Mm.
He says, then you'll drop that fat down the chest and you'll receive your blessing.
Amen.
He says, but you've got to ask the right way. And Solomon, friends, to show he was the word in it. That wealth and riches weren't the most important thing to
him. That's right.
That wasn't what he had his heart set upon. That's why the Bible says, if riches increase, set not your heart upon them.
Amen.
Because that can become a snare, it says in the New Testament. That many have fallen into that trap.
Amen.
The prophet is like Balaam. You so much love money, you sell out the gift of God for money.
Amen.
That's why the Lord puts us through His training ground first.
That's right.
That's why He takes us sometimes, like, to learn to be like Paul. Paul said, I've learned to be content.
Amen.
Both with an abundance, and I've learned to be content.
Amen.
With nothing.
Amen.
As the son and daughter of God, as long as you are in fellowship with Him, it doesn't matter how much you
have. Amen.
But as a son of God, if you've got a little house that you're squeezing your children in, and you've got every right to go and speak to the Lord.
Amen.
And the prosperity and say, but Lord, I'm your child.
Amen.
I'm not asking this so that I
can Hallelujah. Show
Amen.
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 But Lord, my children don't have a place to stay. I don't have a place to put guests in my house. You have every right to expect Him to
open Hallelujah.
The blessings, the windows of heaven, and to bless you with others.
Amen.
Every right. Not only should you should believe it, you should expect it.
That's right.
Amen. Yeah. Amen.
Absolutely come.
Amen.
He knows how to bring it about. He knows the right time.
That's
but
right.
If you go with that right motive and objective and say, Lord, I'm your child. Lord, I'm struggling like this. I don't know how I'm going to pay my rent at the end of the month. Jesus, you are the Son of God.
Amen.
I want to be able to pay my tithes.
That's right.
I want to be able to contribute to the building of the church. Lord, I'm calling Joseph on this.
Amen.
Come into my circumstances.
Amen.
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 It's our inheritance.
That's right.
He's our kinsman redeemer.
Amen.
He redeemed us from the curse of the
Lord. Amen.
There's no curse where Jesus is.
No.
But now, if you want to be greedy with it, don't expect Him to answer. But if your heart is right,
that's right.
Already
Amen.
Your circumstances already moving
Hallelujah.
To minister that need to
Amen.
That's the way that He is.
Amen. Amen.
100%, that's the way that He is. And that's what the Lord said to Solomon. He said, Solomon, I love your attitude.
Mm.
You wanted something for my people.
Mm.
You wanted something that you'd be very quick to serve me.
You're
the kind of man I can bless.
Right.
So because of this, I'm going to give you so much wealth
Amen.
That people are going to speak not only of the wisdom of Solomon, but about the riches of Solomon.
Amen.
Oh, my. And the greater than Solomon is here.
Amen.
This is good.
Yes,
I'm greater than Solomon.
Amen.
That's the anointing.
Amen.
You and I aren't going to backslide.
Amen.
We're going to serve Him right the way to
Amen.
Amen.
Because His seed is in us.
Hallelujah.
His seed is in us. The devil may tempt you, but the seed inside of your soul, the word's always going to come and say, get back in
yeah.
Hallelujah.
Once again,
Hallelujah.
Because you are so willing to be under the jurisdiction of the word.
Amen.
You want to be a people in whom He has the preeminence.
Amen.
You know, nothing back, friends. Nothing back, especially in the time of need.
Hallelujah.
He
right.
promised to supply our needs.
Amen.
I remember one minister once said it was very wise. I remember when I was back in Pentecost. It was one of the ministers of Pentecost said that he said, somebody came to them and said, are you trying to say that every child of God should be rich? And he said, yes.
Amen.
He said, what do you mean? He says, go and see what the word rich means. The word rich means an abundant supply.
Amen.
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 An abundant supply. Every child of God should expect an abundant supply.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
It doesn't mean every child of God's going to be a millionaire. That's not what it says. Some people, it'll destroy them. But every son and daughter of God is entitled to expect an abundant supply.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
For the Lord to supply your every need.
Amen.
Amen.
You're not struggling at the end of the month. But there's money to minister to the needs of other people.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Jesus in Matthew chapter 6, how does He express it? He says, when you fast, when you pray, when you pay alms,
amen.
Helping those around you.
Hallelujah.
That's a big part of it, friends.
That's right.
You're
amen.
Struggling every month at the end of the month. You're working your tithes out to the last cent. And you're putting 1 cent in there. You don't have anything spare at all. How are you going to fulfill the requirements of the Lord? How are you going to be a blessing to other people? We get requests all the time from all over the world.
Amen.
People with needy requests, amen. Desperate requests. Friend, we have every right to say, Lord, I want to be a channel of blessing.
Hallelujah.
You are the son of prosperity.
Amen.
Give, I'll give if you give it to
me. Amen.
Get absolutely give it to you.
That's right.
He's going to test you first to see if you really mean it.
That's right.
He's going to do like Abraham and say, okay, go and put your son on the altar first. Then he's going to, okay, you love me more than, okay, now I'm going to bless you.
Amen.
I'm going to make your name great. All nations are going to be blessed. And he's going to check the motive and objective of your heart first.
Amen.
And friends, we have a big project before us. This is a real one that the Lord's going to test us with.
That's right.
To see how much we love his heritage. To see how much we really love his kingdom. You know, we can talk the talk, but can we walk the walk?
Yes, sir.
When it comes down to being sacrificed for his kingdom. Just to do something for him. Now he's given us the opportunity to say, okay, we've talked about it all these years. Now it's time.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Now it's time. It's time, friends.
And yes,
you have every right at this time to go to the Lord and say, Lord,
amen.
You are the son of prosperity.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
I want to do even more than
amen.
But Lord, you are the son of prosperity.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen. That's what it's going to be. Imagine you're married and your wife is struggling at home thinking, hey, I'm going to feed the children tomorrow. Lord, all she has to do, she just has to go to the husband.
Amen.
He said, please, we don't have these things in the house. And if it's a good husband, he's embarrassed by that. Yes, how can we have a home and there's not enough even to feed the children? What kind of husband? What kind of husband do we have?
Amen. Amen.
Can we not go and speak to him?
Hallelujah.
Say, you are a husband, Lord. You know, we don't want the cupboards to be bare at a time like this. Lord, we need an abundance.
Hallelujah.
To be able to minister from our abundance to the
Amen.
Of the kingdom. And that's a principle of the word.
Yes,
Amen.
Sir.
He's
Amen.
Give it to us.
Hallelujah.
So, ask the
Hallelujah.
Yes, as long as you ask him anything according to his will.
Amen.
So after Solomon, let's skip back a little bit. Let's go and have a look at the people of prosperity. Let's look at Israel. Israel, the people of prosperity. There's never been a nation of people like them.
Amen.
I read this from an article I found. It's written by a critic. And he said, why did Hitler hate the Jews during the 1920s and 1930s? Why did he want to exterminate the Jews? There are different reasons, but this is the main reason. In the 1920s, the Jews comprised only 1% of the German population. Yeah? Yet, in the parliament, they consisted 25% of the seats.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
The Jews controlled 57% of the metal trade.
My.
22% of the grain, 39% of the textiles, 50% of the Berlin Chamber of Commerce were Jewish, and 1,200 of the 1,474 members of the German Stock Exchange were Jews.
Hey!
How can it be? Let's read and see how it can be.
Hallelujah! Let's
read Deuteronomy 20, verse 1.
Amen!
God promised
you. Amen! Amen! Amen!
How many people, 1% of a nation, that own the vast resources of the nation? Amen. Deuteronomy 28, verse 1. The Lord said it through his prophet to his covenant.
Amen.
And it shall come to pass, if thou shalt hearken diligently, notice this order that goes.
Amen.
If thou shalt hearken diligently unto the voice of the Lord thy God.
Hallelujah.
If you will eat the book.
Amen.
In harmony with the message
of God. Amen.
That's what he's saying. That's the qualification. To observe, to do all his commandments which I command you. Stay in the word. Don't break the word, you disqualify yourself.
Amen.
That's the thing. That's all you're going to do. Just be obedient. If you make a mistake, put it under the blood, get up again and push on.
Amen.
Have the right attitude that you want to serve him. He says, to do all his commandments which I command you this day. that the Lord thy God will set thee on high above all the nations.
Amen. Amen. Wow. Wow.
And people would laugh at them and say, oh, you living in your tents like that, you're going to be the great nation. Friend, when he speaks, his word will prosper.
Amen.
His word will prosper. In its first 60 years, Israel built an economy 10 times bigger than Syria, its neighbor, with only one-fifth of its population.
Hey.
Israel punches above its weight big time. Like
I said. Amen.
Amen.
If it was in a boxing ring, you'd fight. You'd be what, a featherweight, yeah, Israel. But you'd be beating the super heavyweights.
Amen.
Amen.
And people would be saying, where does this come from?
Amen. Amen.
The same one that anointed the prophet Shrimp Samson.
Amen.
He can do things that will far surpass what you're supposed to do.
Amen.
It's the same son of prosperity who blessed his people Israel.
Amen.
Of all of the scientific Nobel Prize winners, almost a third of them are Jewish. Yet Israel has 0.5% of the world's population.
Wow.
Does that make sense? That a nation which makes up a half of a percent of the world earns almost one-third of the Nobel Prizes for Science. And the rest of the world, that's Israel, 15 million people, they get almost 30%. The rest of the world, 6 billion, 7 billion people, they share the remaining two-thirds.
Wow. Doesn't balance.
It shouldn't balance with you or I either.
Amen.
Right.
It shouldn't balance. People should look at you and say, this just doesn't balance.
Hallelujah.
How has you managed to do that? Why is your life like this? How can your children be like this?
Amen.
How can your home have this kind of an atmosphere? We shouldn't be the same as the
world. Amen.
Amen.
We have the son of prosperity, friends.
Hallelujah.
If you don't have him, you need to get in harmony with him today.
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah.
We're entering into something that we need.
Right. Amen.
We need him materially the way we've always needed him spiritually.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
He's proved himself so many times to us.
That's right.
Yes, sir.
He's delivered people. He's done so
many
things.
Amen.
But now we need our inheritance in the material things as well. So you want to build him a house.
Hallelujah.
So now we need to move down that line. We need to focus on that for a season. He says in verse 2, and all these blessings shall come on you and overtake you.
Amen. Wow. Hallelujah.
If thou shalt hearken unto the voice of the Lord,
amen.
Blessed shalt thou be in this city.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
And blessed shalt thou be in the
field.
So whether you work in the city or you're a farmer, you expect the blessing.
That's amen.
Right. Amen.
Blessed shall be the fruit of thy body. Your children are already blessed.
Amen.
Many of these Nobel Prize winners of the Jews, they were atheists. Why were they blessed? Because blessed shall be the fruit of your body. Their parents were believers.
Amen.
Right.
Their parents were the ones who went and sacrificed, went to the swampland, of Palestine, went to the diseases, when it was just nomads in the land. They went at the cost of their own lives many times, their own children. They drained those swamps. They established Tel Aviv. They established a nation. They started to bring the desert into a condition that it started to blossom. It was a great sacrifice that they went through, and God doesn't forget.
Amen.
He
right.
doesn't forget. He said, blessed shall be the fruit of thy body.
Amen.
And the fruit of thy ground.
Amen.
And the fruit of thy cattle. And the increase of thy kind. And the flocks of thy sheep. Blessed shall be thy basket. What is it?
Amen.
That's where you store your food.
Yes, right. sir.
And your store. Blessed shalt thou be when thou comest in, and blessed shalt thou be when thou goest.
Amen.
What? Because you're walking with the
Son. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
When you get in the car, you've got his blessing.
Amen.
When you go and visit somebody else, it's not just a normal conversation. The Son of Prosperity comes and blesses.
Amen.
When you speak on the channel with somebody, it's not just a normal conversation.
Amen.
The Son of
Amen.
When your children go to school, the Son of Prosperity is watching over them. He made us the promise. Verse 7, he says, and the Lord shall cause thine enemies that rise up against thee to be smitten before thy face. They said that Israel, the Israeli Air Force, according to defense analysts, is the best in the world.
Amen. That's true.
And the Israeli army is the best ground fighters in the region.
Hmm. Wow.
Why? Tell me why. Even that atheist, Dawkins, he doesn't understand this. He doesn't understand why there's such a blessing on the Jews. Why the Jews are so prosperous. They're such a prosperous people. This is what it says about Israel. It says, the American, up to today, it says the American financial industry is essentially a Jewish franchise.
Yes, sir.
The industry of America.
Mm.
The Federal Reserve, banks, Jewish. Mortgage companies, financing industries, the ownership is most often Jews.
Mm.
Jewish. And the professions are dominated by the Jews. Open the phone book, Yellow Pages, look at the physicians and attorneys in New York and prepare to be stunned. It's mainly Jewish names. It's very practical.
Amen.
It's very practical.
Hallelujah.
And God blesses his covenant. He wants to establish something in the
land. Hallelujah.
He wants to do something in there. The prophet says in Jehovah Jireh, he puts a condition. He says, the blessings are conditional upon them being in the land.
Amen.
That's what it was. As long as Abraham stayed in the boundaries and
Hallelujah.
Of the land, God blessed him. That was the condition. God told him, don't leave that country. Stay in Palestine. Any Jew that goes out of Palestine is vexed.
Yes, sir.
God said, stay in that country. He says, now he's given them their country. That's the reason they're returning back now. It's covenant.
Hallelujah.
They're coming back to the country. Israel now is called the startup nation.
Hallelujah.
There's big articles about it for years now. There's such an industry in Israel of genius. They're startup nation. They're starting up all these ventures. Viber was started by an Israeli company.
WhatsApp
was started. There's so many. You've got to have a look. The who's who of who's developed things. It was developed by the Jews. And they call it Israel, they say, is an economic miracle.
Wow.
Because if you go to Israel, it's not a land of milk and honey in the outward sense.
Nope.
It's not a place where they have lots of oil. They've only found gas offshore recently. They never had oil up to then. They never realized it. It's not the natural kind of an environment that you put a group of people and expect there to be some economic miracle taking place. It's not like that. You go to the south, it's many deserts. It's
yes,
giant rocks. It's barren land.
Mm.
I wonder how many people live in this kind of a place. But they say it's the economic miracle of Israel.
Yes, sir.
Israel is just so far ahead in so many things. It's the sun of prosperity. It's the blessing that God has upon them. And imagine they're not yet in full covenant relationship back with the Lord.
Wow.
They haven't recognized Joseph, their great Joseph. But God blesses them so much. He really does. Because the ones that have gone back, they realize that principle. Then God blesses us in our homeland. And the prophet said to us, the homeland is the message of the hour.
Amen.
This is you just stay.
Amen.
Amen.
Stay in your homeland and see how God will.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
The homeland is the word. It's the opening of the word. The message of the hour. The prophet says about leaving. Now this is where we disqualify ourselves many times. The prophet says, well, people say, can't we backslide? He says, absolutely. He says, Abraham backslid. He left the promised land.
Yes, sir.
And you'll pay for everything that you do. You'll reap what you sow.
Yeah.
You just do one little sin, you'll reap a whole washed up full.
Yes.
That's right. Abraham reaped what he sowed, but the covenant that God made with him.
Amen.
They lost the inheritance when they went down to Egypt.
Mm-hmm.
But they never lost their covenant.
Amen.
So what is it when we disagree to the Lord? We don't fulfill the requirements of His Word. We lose the blessings of the covenant.
Amen.
We never lose the covenant itself.
That's right.
And that's why when you ask yourself and say, but in these aspects of my life, I'm lacking. The Bible says, the Lord is my shepherd.
Amen.
I shall not fail. So go and examine that aspect of your life. Is the Lord your shepherd in that area? Is the Lord in charge of your finances? Is He in charge of your home? Is He in charge of your prayer life?
Hallelujah.
Is He in charge of your relationships? Because if you find a certain area of your life where there's no blessing, it's not the covenant blessing, You're not within the boundaries and parameters that the word has set for you to be. And if you can just move from where you are like Abraham and come back into the place that God has set, where he promised to bless you.
Amen.
It's just a matter of time the blessing will start.
Amen.
So we've got to walk in obedience with him. We've got to have the right motive. We've got to have the right objective. And we've got to stay in the place that God wants us to be. We've got to stay in the promised land. Stay within the boundaries of the word. It's all this life. The Lord continues in verse 12. Let's skip down to verse 12. When he said to Israel, he says, the Lord shall open unto thee his good treasure. The heaven to give the rain unto thy land in his season. And to bless all the work of thy hands.
Amen.
That's what he promised Israel. So he's saying, just at the time that you need the blessing will come. The rain will fall exactly in season. When you go for a job interview and you're nervous and you don't know what to say,
hallelujah,
watch the blessing come.
Amen. Amen.
When you're in a situation where you don't know what to do, he said the rain will come down just in its season. He'll come and rain down upon you exactly at the time that you need it. Friend, is that not true?
That's the truth.
Amen.
Every single one of us can testify of that.
Amen.
You look back and see how he's blessed you. Like we said about testimonies, the problem is we don't testify very much about
it. Amen.
But the Lord so much blesses his people.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
He so much does things, friends. That's why we said, let's write some of these things down and publish them in a book. It's powerful what God does.
Amen.
Amen.
And it will stimulate other people also to count their blessings.
Amen.
I didn't realize. Because sometimes we take it for granted. We think everybody's the same as we are. That's not true, my friend. Go and see sometimes how the other half lives.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
He's blessed us in an abundance, friends. Not only spiritually, but materially. He's been so faithful to us.
Thank you, Lord.
Have you ever come to a stage where we ever ran out of money?
No.
Never.
Never.
The cruse of oil never goes dry. The barrel of meal never once. He's been so faithful.
Amen.
But now we've come to a stage we need an abundance.
Hallelujah.
So we can do something for him. That's how we wanted to move in to the next stage of our inheritance.
Amen.
We need that from him. And continues on, we know the scripture how he says in verse 13, the Lord shall make thee the head and not the tail.
Amen.
Start off and people will already look at you as that you are nobody.
Yes, sir.
When you're in college. And they'll be surprised when it comes to the end of the year. And you'll even wonder sometimes why people want to put you in positions of authority. Because you don't want to be in positions of authority. But there's something that people discern about you that's different about you. We used to do work for British companies like George
Rosenberg.
And the owner of the company said that to me one day. He said, he used to believe in Eastern religion. He said, Andrew, there's certain people that I've met, they have an aura. You know, they speak about the aura.
Amen.
There's something different about you people. You've got the something, this aura that's with you. You say, no, it's not an aura. It's the Spirit of Christ.
Hallelujah.
And we try to testify to him. But we don't know so much we testify to him. But it's true. People would discern there's something different.
Amen.
There's something different. That's what he said. These things will overtake you. But now in verse 16, let's get to the next thing. The Lord said, but if you don't go to verse 15, sorry, just to get the context. But it shall come to pass, if you will not hearken to the voice of the Lord your God. If you're disobedient to the Lord. If you decide, I'm going to go and marry an unbeliever.
My mind.
That's absolute disobedience to the clear cut word of God. You should never do that.
Amen. Yes, sir.
You're going to reap a harvest, my friend.
Amen.
Because the Bible says, be not deceived. God is not mocked.
Amen.
Whatsoever a man sows, that shall he reap.
Yes, sir.
So your harvest is being determined what you're sowing now.
Yes, sir.
If you go outside of the boundaries of the word, you can never expect God's blessing.
Amen.
It's going to be hard. Because he promised us. He says, but it shall come to pass if you will not hearken to the voice of the Lord thy God, to observe, to do all, and to all his commandments and his statutes which I command this day, that all these curses shall come upon you and overtake you. Oh. And then what does he say in the next verse? Cursed shalt thou be in the city.
Wow.
Hey. Cursed shalt thou be
in the field.
Verse 17. Cursed shall be thy basket and thy store. And then you'll wonder why. Like in the book of Haggai, when the people were saying, we went to the container of oil and we're expecting 10 hills of oil and there are only 5. And we're expecting it's okay, we'll be able to pay our debts when the harvest comes in.
Mm-hmm.
And you harvest your wheat, expecting 30 bushels of wheat, and he says, there were only 15, the Lord says, because I blew upon it. No, friends, it works both ways.
Yes, sir.
We can't have it both ways.
No.
We can't be the children of prosperity and the children of disobedience at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
We've got to be obedient to
you. Amen.
Amen.
We've got to be so obedient to you. Let's bring it to a close as we think about this one. Malachi 3. You know this one.
Mm.
Malachi 3, verse 8. But let's continue reading beyond where we normally read.
Amen.
Because we've got to be obedient to his word. If we want him to fulfill his portion of the word. Will a man rob God?
Hey.
Yet you have robbed
him. My mind.
But you say, wherein have you robbed him? In tithes and offerings.
Mm.
You are cursed with a curse.
Mm-hmm.
For you have robbed me, even this whole nation. Bring me all the tithes into this house, that they may be meat in my house. And prove me now here with saith the Lord of hosts. If I'll not open you the windows.
Hallelujah.
And pour out a blessing, that there shall not be room enough to receive.
Amen.
And I'll rebuke the devil.
Amen.
Those locusts that come in your crop, I rebuke them for you. Those things that are holding back the fullness of your blessing. And he shall not destroy the fruits of your ground.
Amen.
Neither shall your vine cast her fruit before the time in the field, saith the Lord of hosts.
Mm.
Verse 12. And all nations shall call you blessed.
Amen.
For you shall be a delightsome land.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Just on one simple principle of being faithful in the tithes.
Mm.
Amen. Amen.
But people say, I pay my tithes, but God doesn't bless me. I like it once when somebody asked.
Mm.
They asked the person, said, why do you pay your tithes?
Amen.
And the person said, somebody told me I'm supposed to do it. That's why you're not blessed.
Mm.
Amen.
Mm.
It's got to be, why are you paying your tithes?
Mm.
Why did Abraham give Melchizedek tithes?
Hallelujah.
Because he caught a revelation of
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
That's what it needs. It needs a revelation. Why are you paying tithes?
Mm.
Amen.
Mm.
Because I'm scared God will curse me if I don't. You'll never be blessed with an attitude. You've got to give with a willing heart.
That's right.
The Bible says God loves a cheerful giver.
Amen.
You've got to have a revelation to understand that the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof.
Mm.
He says the silver is mine and the gold is mine. These things all belong to him. He's put us as stewards.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And it says, you look after my inheritance that I've reserved for you.
Amen.
And all I want from you, you bring one-tenth back to me.
Mm.
If we realize how great that is.
Hallelujah.
Now, Abraham, the verse before he paid tithes to Melchizedek, it says Melchizedek blessed Abraham.
Mm.
Yeah? So the reason we honor him with our first fruits is because he's blessed us.
Hallelujah.
Because of who he is.
Thank
how
you, Lord.
He's blessed us. Amen. How he's revealed himself.
Mm.
How he's ministered to us. How, friends, he's been there in the middle of the night.
Amen.
How he's delivered us so many times.
That's right.
And you realize, but Lord,
amen. Mm. Hallelujah.
And that's why now you come and say, I want to honor you. The Bible says, honor the Lord.
Amen.
But friends, when you're giving grudgingly, when
Amen.
You come now to speak about how we wanted to build the church, if you're going to give grudgingly, the Lord's not going to bless you.
Amen.
Because you have to be a cheerful giver. You need a revelation of what you're doing.
Hallelujah.
And you say, Lord, I want to do this with a willing heart.
Amen.
I want to come and lay this before you. I want to honor you.
Amen. Amen.
And the Bible says, the Lord said to Samuel, said, he who honors me, him will I also honor.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
If you honor him, he'll honor you. If you give him his position, he'll give you your position.
Amen.
If you bless him with your first fruits, he says, I will make you a blessing.
Amen.
He says, there'll be a difference between you and the nations that are around about you. Let's finish with this. They asked the prophet a question. Would it be wrong to use tithes on church building? This is now, here's a touching little thing to the church now. No, correctly, tithes is going to be ministered. Because, friends, while we're building a church, we still have to meet the needs of the church.
Amen.
You can't take your tithes and put it in the building.
Mm-hmm.
No, you have to give it to Melchizedek.
Amen.
Who is Melchizedek? The great Melchizedek has come down in this age. Friend, he's revealed himself. It says, that's right, in the Bible they had a box where they set it by the door, the Old Testament, a fund where the people put it in there for the repairing. You've read it many times. And all of the repairs on the building was taken care out of that fund. All the tithings went to the priests, their pastors. Yes, tithings are to go for nothing else. I know people take their tithes and give it to a widow woman. That's wrong. If you've got anything to give to the widow woman, give her, but don't give her God's money.
Amen.
So friend, let's keep a distinction. Let's always be faithful on our tithes.
Amen.
To get involved in other things. God has promised you, yes, friends, and He does.
Amen.
He'll never allow you to suffer.
That's right.
You pay with an honest heart.
Amen. Amen.
He'll never allow you to suffer. Amen. He's breaking His own word. The Prophet says, if you send me downtown with money, and I say, please, you say to me, go and buy me a loaf of bread, He says, and I put your money in my left-hand pocket. He says, and then I come across somebody, a widow or somebody who's poor and they need money. And I said, please, can you give me some money? He says, and I take my hand and put it in my left-hand pocket and give the person the money. He says, I've done wrong. He says, if you want to give to the poor, give of your money. Don't give of money.
Amen.
And that's really the principle.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And we've got to separate these things.
Amen.
We really have to keep them separate. Because I know many people don't. We don't keep them separate. So we're desiring the blessing of the sons of prosperity. Let's finish with this scripture of Psalm 1.
This Hallelujah!
Is the which the prophet uses
Amen.
In the restoration of the bride tree. The restoration. You don't read that message, restoration of the bride tree, and you'll see what he's saying. The tree of life is back in flesh again, friends. The restoration of the bride tree.
Hallelujah!
These are the conditions for blessing. Blessed is the man that walks not in the counsel of the ungodly.
Amen.
Nor stands in the way of sinners, nor sits in the seat of the scornful. So the company you keep is going to determine a lot about your blessing. If you were the critic, if you were the Mr. and Mrs. Unbeliever, Mr. and Mrs. Skeptic all the time, those people are going to rob you of your blessing, my brother.
That's right.
Because there's not an atmosphere there that God can bless. When those children went down there and were listening to their parents, and the parents were saying, it's nothing about that story about Elijah going up to the heaven. And that bald-headed Elisha is nothing. And then those children came down and they spoke evil and disrespected the prophet. And the curse came upon them. And the she-bears came and ate them up. The prophet said it was the parents' fault.
That's right.
It was the parents' fault. They sat in the wrong atmosphere. They heard the wrong things. And that was the seed that was sown, and it brought a curse upon them inside of their life.
Amen.
Be careful of the company that you keep.
Yes, sir.
That's right.
Don't sit in the seat of the scornful.
No.
Don't spend all your time with unbelievers unless you want it to be a blessing to them.
Amen.
To show them the light.
Amen.
And you'll wonder why the Lord doesn't bless you materially and spiritually. You're breaking the word.
Amen. Right.
You're not meeting the requirements for blessing.
Amen.
What about verse 2? But his delight. This is the one who's going to
be. Amen. Amen.
His delight, his joy is in the law of the Lord.
Amen.
And in his law that he meditates.
Amen.
Amen.
You love the word. You love the word in the Bible. You love the word in the message.
Amen.
And you love the word in his people.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
The word made flesh. You love his people and you want to do something for his people if you can. Verse 3. He shall be like a tree.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
That brings forth his fruit in his season.
Amen.
His leaf, your fellowship.
Hallelujah.
Ever with him.
Amen.
And whatsoever he does shall prosper.
Amen. Amen.
It's so clear.
That's right.
It's simple. Just honor the Lord. Get the sin out of your life. If in the wrong relationship with these girls of the world, the boys of the world, you're robbing yourself of such an inheritance that Christ has reserved for you. If you're spending your all your time in an atmosphere of unbelief, how are you ever going to have faith for the blessing?
Amen.
Never. But if you meditate on the law of the Lord, if you love His word, if you delight in His word, it says you'll be like a tree. It's like the tree of life.
Amen.
Planted by the rivers of water.
Amen.
Though there may be drought out there, you've got sufficient resources. You've got more than enough to keep bringing forth the fruit. That the people from there will be coming to where you are. Like in the days of Joseph.
Amen.
Because you're like a tree. You've got the blessing of the Lord. Because you're a son and daughter of prosperity. The son and daughter of prosperity, the tree of life himself is living inside of
you. Hallelujah.
And it's bringing forth of his fruits in his season.
Amen.
Whatsoever you do shall prosper.
Mm.
So saints, in every aspect of our lives, the title deed.
Hallelujah.
Our inheritance. Our inheritance, your portion may not be to be a multi-millionaire.
Mm.
Not all of us expect him to be that. But God has promised you that he will bless you.
Hallelujah.
And God has promised you an abundance of life.
Amen.
God has promised to meet every one of you. God has promised that he'll minister to you so that you can minister to other people.
Amen.
There's so many other scriptures you can take from the Bible. You can get them within yourself. There's multitudes you can take. But that's the condition for it.
Amen.
That's all that's required. If a person's heart is in it like Solomon, there's one other scripture you could have read, Hebrews with Moses, why Moses could receive such blessing from the Lord. It says because he forsook the treasures of Egypt.
Hallelujah.
Choosing rather to suffer reproach.
Amen. Amen.
His heart wasn't there just to get rich. He could have been the next king.
Hallelujah.
Amen. But the most important thing to him was the king.
Amen.
Doing something for the sons and daughters of God. Sacrificing, getting out of his high position. Going down among the people. Doing everything that he could, using every resource that he had to minister to the needs of the people that were in bondage.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why God puts him in Hebrews 11 and says, by faith, that you don't go seeking after these things.
Mm-hmm.
You seek first his kingdom and his righteousness.
Hallelujah.
And Moses has a great name. Even in Islam, his name is great.
Wow.
In Judaism, his name is great. In Christianity, his name is great.
Mm-hmm.
Because he was seeking the right things.
Amen.
His heart was set the right direction. It was God and his program and his people.
Amen.
Whether he had to sacrifice, whether he had to leave great things that he could have been. God wanted him to be. And God blessed him. Let's put the slide, saints. Let's come now to the ruling of the church.
Amen.
The reason I've said all of these things, friends, is we need the Son of God.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Because we want to build by the grace of God. We want to build something which glorifies the Lord. The way that he wants it done, the way that he wants us to build it, we want it to be done. So we want the Son of Prosperity. Let's go to the Son. Next one, please. So Brother Wilmer went and did us a wonderful plan.
Amen.
Of the church.
Amen.
Which will be able to seat 300 people in the main hall. It said we could divide it. If you don't have so many people, we can use a portion of it as a fellowship hall until the church gets bigger and needs to use it. But we have a boardroom, meeting room, a pastor's office, and another office for the deacons and the other ministers and officers and so forth. It will have a fellowship room, brothers' toilets, sisters' toilets with showers as well. It will have Sunday school room. And it will be made in a way that it's easy for us to keep going. It'll have a baptism pool. It'll have our poop and stage in the front. And I believe we can do this.
Amen.
So all of us to build this. If you go to the next slide. The first thing we need to do is we need to purchase land. So having had a brother's meeting the previous Friday, it was a real fine meeting. And we appreciate every little feedback or feed it back to the church as we go. But we need to purchase land. So we thought, okay, since for the first phase of this project, let's focus on that. We need a piece of land, a suitable piece of land. Go to the next slide. Approximate cost, 70,000 to buy a piece of land. That one we came back with that last week. So, it's a suitable size of land for plenty of parking. We can extend at a later time if you want to build a fellowship hall, something like that. But that's a price that we need. So, what we desire each of us to do is to get in fellowship with the Son of Prosperity, and we wanted to make this thing. When are we wanting to do this? One year. So by end of May next year, this time next year, by the grace of God, we want to raise 7,000.
So we can. Amen. Hallelujah.
And once you buy the land, we can then use the land as security and plus the other things which we're doing, plus other projects and so forth, to look at getting a building. And Brother Wilmer's got a real good idea how we can get a building very nice building, cheaper than we expected and much quicker. But that would be the phase two, you know, putting up the building. So how would we do this? Within 1 year, us as saints to raise 70,000. Obviously, we're going to need the pledges of the saints. Mm-hmm. When the prophet and the book, the church, they have pledges. But the saints pledge a certain amount. And I think that's what you're going to do this week. I've given to Brother David some pledge slips, which each family, each individual, one to a family, one to an individual, you're asking saints to take home and to really pray over during the week.
Mm-hmm.
Discuss it with your family. Sit down with your wife. Sit down with your children. Have a look at how much you earn. Have a look at your financial situation. Pray about it. And ask the Son of Prosperity what he wants you to do.
Hallelujah.
For him. But what we recommend, he says, what we would like, if you're going to meet this need, this is what we really require, need the saints to do. If you go to the next slide. The funding. One more. If each saint who works, or each saint that's on benefit, took 1 month's salary or 1 month's benefits and paid it over 12 months, we get them.
Amen.
So if you earn 3,000 euro a month, you say, okay, this year I want to contribute 3,000. I want to take my 1 month salary, which is 8%, whatever. Yeah? And you do it like, let me show you just in case people don't understand. But for example, if you earn 1,800 a month, it's okay. What we had really desired, the target to set to the saints, this is really what we need if you want to do this.
Mm-hmm.
You want to contribute, say, 1,800, which is your monthly salary, which means by May 2018, pay 150 a month. And if every single saint did that, the little blessings.
Amen.
Because we've shared the load now.
Amen.
So the people that have more, they'll help more. The people that have less, they'll help less. So we're looking for that kind of a contribution. So what we're asking the saints to do as you go out the door today is take a slip, but please go and pray about it. Because you may want to give more.
That's right.
You may desire to do other things. There's so many different ideas people can have. You might say, but I really don't know if I'm able to afford it. The way saints did in other places, like we're speaking at the men's meeting, many places saints went and asked for an additional shift in them. Some people went down to Domino's and said, I'm going to offer my time one evening a week to deliver pizzas because I have a car. And that money I'm going to use it for the building fund. People asked for overtime once a week, 2-3 hours overtime. But there's so many different ways. The youth have tremendous ideas about baking cakes. Cake sales, plaiting hair. There's so many different things that you can do. And you may think, but look, it's only going to raise 150 euro, my friend. If you put that in the hands of the Son of Prosperity, all of us have the same vision, the same aim, and the same goal. That's going to accumulate into a great, great portion.
Amen.
That's right.
To get this job done. There's so many ways that you can do it. And the sisters can contribute as well. Surely there's something, if you pray about it and ask the Lord, say, Lord, I want to do something. I want to express my love to you. I want to express my love to your body. Show me somewhere that I can do it. Because I don't doubt that there's so many different avenues that will open up to the sons and daughters of God. That it won't be difficult for us to do this. But for us to do this, we need the backing of the whole church.
Amen.
Right.
So that's how we want to bring it to a vote. This is what we're proposing to do. If you go back to the picture of the church, please, sister. That's the church which we were designed to
be. Amen.
And we believe the Lord already helped us.
Hallelujah.
Amen. It's achievable, friends.
That's right.
It's achievable to the sons and daughters of God. Go to the next one. We need to purchase the land. Next one. 70,000. Next one. In a year. Why a year? How are we going to stay here much longer than a year? Since can't you see where we are? And we really need a year's going to be, and we try to push it for 2 years, but how are we going to survive 2 months? Where are we going to go? The next place we go, maybe they're going to charge us 1,800 a month instead of 1,300 a month like we pay here. So let's try to do this as quick as we can. This is going to need some sacrifice, obviously, on behalf of every single one of us. Next one. So the funding. Next. You're asking the saints. This is what we really would desire of the saints. 100% of 1 month's salary during the year. If you contribute that by this time next year, by the grace of God, we'll purchase
it. Amen.
And we'll get started on it.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Let's go. Let's bow our heads. Let's pray the first before we take it. Now, saints, if you want to be a part of this, and you see this as an opportunity for us to express and put in practice principles of faith, which you believe. And you want to support this as an endeavor of something for you. I'm asking of you, saints, after we pray, but as we pray, you really speak to the Lord. You say, Lord, I don't want to be.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Lord,
I don't want to be thinking to say, well, how am I going to do that? No, this is a burden that I don't need now. No, Lord. Saints, we can't force you to do any more than that. But you're putting that before you and saying, saints, we do believe. If you apply what you preach today,
Amen.
It's not going to be a problem.
Hallelujah.
Right.
Because if you're willing and you're motivated, you're gentle, right? And the Son of Prosperity is putting his hand,
Amen.
And you put your hand, he will guide you.
Amen.
Let's all come to a short time of prayer and then we'll finish.
Father, thank you, O God, for your grace, your mercy, Lord. Father, even in thine word that thou hast ministered unto us, O God. Father, for us realizing who we are. And Lord, Father, O God, what manner of people we ought to be, O God. Father, knowing indeed, Lord, Father, that if we abide in the land, if we stay in the land, Lord, Father, if we stay within, Lord, the confines of our Goshen, Lord, Father, what can we, Lord, Savior, fail to do, Lord, Savior, Father, with you before us, O God. Jehovah, we ask your grace even upon this time. Lord, may the light of this, Lord, Savior, wonderful word, ministered unto us, given upon this day. Father, what an opportunity, Lord Savior, Father, to do thee a service, O God. Lord, Father, to do something, Lord, Father, for thine kingdom, Lord Savior. Lord, Father, we believe, Lord, Father, these are not, Lord Savior, man's plans, but they are, Lord, God's plans, Lord Savior. Lord, Father, how we would feel, Lord, a privilege to be part and parcel, Lord, even of, Lord Savior, thine divine will and purpose, O God. Lord, you bless, Lord Savior, Father, these plans, Lord, bless these purposes, O God. For Lord, if we, Lord Savior, Lord, Father, set our hearts, Lord, to do these things, Lord, Father, O God, and you, Lord, Father, are before us, Lord. What, Lord Savior, can we fail to achieve, Lord? Lord, what can we fail to accomplish, Lord? Father, with you before us, O God. Lord, we bless like the young boys. Lord, Father, what we have, even if it's thine hands, O God. Knowing in you, Lord Savior, that you can make, Lord Savior, O God, Lord, these things, Lord, Lord, to be something tomorrow, Lord Savior. Something, Lord, that we, O Father, can testify of, Lord. Something, Lord Savior, that we, Lord Savior, can, Lord Savior, be witnesses of, Lord Savior God. Bless your children, Lord Savior God. God, come the very grace that you provide, the very mercy, Lord, that we need, Lord Savior, that each and every one of us, Lord, can play, oh God, Lord, that part, Lord Savior. Father, give me this plan, Lord, that you have, Lord, even upon this time, Lord Savior God. Lord, Father, can there be anything, Lord Savior, impossible, Lord, for the older that anything difficult, Lord Savior. Father, power, Lord, and favor, Lord, power, Lord Savior, for the name of the Lord, Father, to achieve, Lord Savior God. And we are asking your grace this day. We are asking your mercy, Lord, give it upon this day. Rush, my Lord, with the prosper. Oh, God, Lord Savior, honor to the kind of Lord. Rush for your children, Lord Savior God. And Lord, open, Lord, their hearts, Lord Savior God. And Lord, Father, if there be any, Lord, Father, opportunity, Lord, this is the opportunity, Lord. And this is the season, Lord Savior, for us to express our love to thee, Lord. Our Lord Savior, Lord God, appreciation for thy grace that thou hast, Lord Savior, had for us, O God. Lord, we bless your name, Lord. And we bless this word, Lord Savior, O God. Let him, Lord Savior, prosper our eyes, Lord God. And let, Lord Savior, our Lord Savior, oh God, Lord, pockets, not beloved to Lord, but Lord Savior, those such as speakers, Lord, those that are placed before us, O God. We want, Lord Savior, oh God, to come
come, Lord, bestow us, Lord, in abundance, Lord Savior, so that we give, Lord, Father, even more than is required, Lord Savior God. Father, you, Lord Savior, just try us, Lord, and we will prove that we are worthy, Lord, Father, to do even more, to do the unspeakable, Lord Savior. Oh God, the spectacular, Lord Father, for your kingdom's sake, Lord, we ask your grace now.
Heavenly Father, we look to you. Father, we thank you for your blessing. Jesus, how we thank you for your mercy and
grace
upon your sons and your daughters.
Amen.
Father, we thank you for all that you've done for us. We thank you for all that you do for us.
Alleluia.
Thank you for all that you will do for us.
Amen.
Now, Lord Jesus, we bring this to you.
Amen.
Lord, something for you.
Thank you, Lord.
Father, who is worthy to do something?
Yes, Father.
But Father, you've given unto us an opportunity,
Amen.
Lord, to express
Amen.
Outwardly, Amen. Father, a gratitude to meet a need. So I pray that you'll bless you.
Amen.
I pray from this day forward, every single one of your sons, every single Amen. One of your daughters, who has the right attitude at this time.
Amen.
That Father, you will bless them.
Hallelujah.
That you will show them.
Amen.
That you will open up inspiration.
Hallelujah.
Amen. And quicken, Father, Lord, and lead them and guide them. And as Lord, we put our sweat, Lord, to
Amen.
Our desire. We pray that you'll bless the labor.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
That you'll be with us in all that we do.
Mm.
And Father, we don't do this for our sake. But Father, even as Solomon said, we
Amen.
Do these things for your glory.
Yes,
Hallelujah.
Lord.
And
Father, Lord, we may have a place of our own to worship you.
Amen.
A place, Lord,
Hallelujah.
Father, where we can raise our children.
Amen.
Amen. Lord, something we can leave as a memorial to our children.
Amen.
What we believe, Father, expressed before them. Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Father, even as your people will vote, I pray, move upon them.
Amen.
Help us to be honest, Lord, I pray. Would you lead us and guide us, Lord? Bless this project, Father. We just want you to be
Hallelujah.
The one that has the oversight of it.
Hallelujah.
We just want the Son of Prosperity
Amen.
To be our all in all.
Amen.
All the plan and all the things that we think of doing, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Have the preeminence. We
pray. Amen.
Bless your people. Is anybody here today, Lord, that doesn't know you? I pray even now that open up your heart to accept you, the Son of Prosperity, to come in your way. May you turn the desert, Lord. Father, to something that blossoms and grows. And Father, your people financially that are struggling
Amen.
And faithful to you. I pray you grant them the revelation
Hallelujah.
Of giving, to be cheerful givers. That Father, your blessing, Lord, will be upon their
giving.
Help us, keep us in our objectives. Even as the Lord riches will increase, help us not to set our hearts upon these
Amen.
Things. But Father, Lord, that we seek first
Hallelujah.
Your kingdom and righteousness.
Amen. Holy,
we bless your people. Jesus.
Amen.
Since let's just be seated, let's close our eyes once we see that it's easier to work while we're seated so we can see. We put it before you. I just want to clarify quickly that it was brought up at the deacons' meeting about people that are on benefits because we said, okay, only working people. But friends, the truth of it is, most people on benefits are better off than people that work. So there's no difference between a person on benefits or if a person's working. So we're asking any person who's receiving a monthly income, and you really, really feel you're part of this church, we're asking, please, everybody to contribute. We put what we really would ask you to do, whatever the Lord leads you to do. We leave that in the hands of the Lord and yourself. But benefits, sorry, whatever it is, we're asking.
Amen.
Let's bow our heads now, let's close our eyes. We'd just like to ask every person who would desire for us to go ahead with this project, to desire us to build a house of the Lord, to build a place that you may congregate as people together. We desire us to go forth in the way in which we've expressed it, to buy the land first and so forth, which is the best way we can see it being done. Please raise your hand and keep it up before the Lord if you agree to this. So let's put your hand down. If there's anybody who would feel no, I think maybe there's a better way. Maybe you feel we don't really want you to be done like this. Please be honest. We do appreciate it if people vote the other way so we can go and try to find out why. Please raise your hand now if you don't really feel this is the way that we should go forward. And I would open your eyes, say so if you know.
We thank God for 100% vote for all the people.
Amen.
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 So let's start straight away, saints. Officially, as of today, the building fund is open.
Hallelujah.
Brother John is from Lithuania. He really contributed €1,000 last year. The Lord bless him and his church.
Amen. Amen.
He really had some saints that will put some money. I think we have 1,000 and something in there. So we'll be putting a proper, we spoke about the proper box for the building fund. All please pay it into the church bank account, stipulate to the treasurer by voters and it's for the building fund, and we guarantee that money will be used for nothing else but building. We've always been very strict on the way that we handle our funds. So there's two ways of doing it. So as we go from the building, we ask the members at the door please to hand out one leaflet per family, not one per person. And anybody else who's working with these benefits and feels they want to pledge and contribute as well, please take one of the little leaflets as you go. And this week, pray about it, discuss with your family. Please come back Friday, come back next Sunday. Please, let us have those leaflets back so we can now go and look to see what's been pledged.
Amen.
That'll help us to ascertain what we're going to be able to do. It's very important
right.
that everybody does this.
Amen. Amen.
But pray about it, whatever the Lord lays upon your heart. If you remember Sister Hattie Wright, she pledged $50 as a pledge. She made to the building of the bank. So let's put it down so that we can work our things out from there. And I believe the Lord will bless us. And I believe the Lord will bless you. Thank you very much, saints. I will take a little time that was necessary today. May the Lord bless you.
Amen.
May the blessing of the Son of Prosperity be upon you.
Hallelujah.
All that you set your hands
Amen.
To do in Jesus.
Amen.
Let's stand. Let's sing that song, Showers of Blessing.
Amen.
Before we ask for Dave to come and close us in the air. We thank Brother Dean for the song.
Amen.
It was wonderful. May the Lord continue to bless him. We thank the news for great things they did yesterday. May the Lord bless them for the gathering which they had. Asking for prayer, we have our consecration Friday, this Friday, and next Sunday on Notchland, and with Brother Alex Buchanan and Wolverhampton, so asking for prayer for our saints and for keep us in prayer. I'll be here Friday. And we'll go to Brother Alex on Saturday. So, really ask you to keep us in prayer while we're here. And Brother Mike wished to say that M&G Cafe opens soon after church. So, we don't bless him. Let's sing Showers of Blessing. Take him home. So, let's ask for a day then to come and close for Saturday.
Showers on blessing. This is the promise of love. There shall be seasons refreshing, sent from the Savior above. Showers of blessing. Showers of blessing. blessing we need. Mercy comes from the south.
But Lord, we thankful, O God, that Lord, it was not up to them, but it was you who led them there, Lord, and you parted the Red Sea.
Yes.
Father, manifesting and showing, Lord, that you are still in control.
Amen.
So Lord, even as we approach thee now, Father God, you've led us to this place.
Amen.
Father God, when we look even into our own lives, Lord, probably 100% of the church, Lord, is a migrant in this land. And Father, how you blessed us, Lord. We landed on these shores not knowing, Father God, what tomorrow will bring. But Lord, you blessed us. We have families, we have homes, Lord. Father, we have reputations among, Lord God, in our workplaces. Father, you healed us. You provided everything for us, Lord God. You've been so faithful, even more abundant. And Lord, you led us now to this place. Our heart's desire now, Lord, as your word has gone forth, is, Father, to express ourselves to you.
Amen.
Father, we desire to build your house, Lord.
Amen.
Father God, a place where you'll be welcome. A place that will be your own, Lord. Father, that if there's a tomorrow, Lord, many might and great things, Lord, will be done therein, Lord.
Amen.
So, Father God, we have desired not to run alone. We have desired not to run ahead. For you said, except the Lord build a house, Lord, the builder builds in vain.
Amen.
Father, we see in the Tower of Babel, Lord, they built in vain, Lord. Father, but we desire to put you before us. We wait, Lord God, patiently, and you brought us to this place. And we are ready, O Lord, every brother, every sister, every man, every child. Father, Lord, we just put ourselves unto thee. Father, as the song says, Lord God, hasten the day, Lord God, where faith is my sight.
Amen.
Lord, we don't want to look at the circumstances.
Amen.
Father God, for lest we'll see. But Lord, we want to be like Joshua and Caleb, who looked at the promise, O God.
Amen.
And you gave us the promise, Lord, that every place where the soles of our feet shall step, it's ours, Lord. You said, only be thou courageous and very strong. Lord, and you said, Lord, if we don't move to the left of the right of the word of your prophet, Lord Moses, in the day, but we have, Lord God, the one you sent in this day. And that's our heart's desire. For we know, Lord God, that with man, things may be impossible. But with you, O Lord, nothing is impossible.
Hallelujah.
Father, even through the preaching of the word, you gave the illustration, Lord, of Israel nation. Lord, just being 0.54%. But Lord, what mighty works they have done. Lord, by your hand. So, O God, we being spiritual Israel, Lord, even unto thee this day. Father, putting you before all things. Lord, please bless it, Lord. Bless, Lord God, the effort that you'll have, that you'll put in, which will come from our hearts.
Amen.
Lord, we ask you for a special blessing, Lord, even for our pastor.
Amen.
Lord God, who has sought, Lord God, not his own wisdom, but always has gone and dug deep into that well, Lord, the well of your knowledge. Father God, the well of your word, Lord, to guide and to lead us. Father God, it assures us, O Lord, that we won't run in vain. So Lord God, you've seen the vote of your children upon this day, and Lord God, we trust in Lord that if there's a this time next year, Father, not only will we have the land, but Lord, we'll have built, Lord God, your house. Father God, we're looking to you, O Lord, to do mighty exploits. Because, Father, Lord, by our own means and our own calculations of 100%, we could reach to build a house, to buy the land. But Lord, with you in it, we believe that you'll build us the house of God. So we put it back unto thee. It's in your hands, Lord. Our faith is not wavered.
Yes.
We don't doubt you, Lord. We don't have an inch of doubt.
Amen.
Because
Amen.
You've done it in our lives, Lord. You've blessed us, Father, abundantly. Lord, so we look into you, then. God who does impossible things.
Amen.
Father, manifest and show your hand that will glorify and praise your name.
Yes.
Lord God, as we depart from here, we pray as well that your Spirit, Lord, will just continue to abide with us. To inspire us, Lord. You give us understanding and knowledge, each of us in our own fields, how we can do something, Lord, to unite together. Lord, to make sure, Lord, that this desire which you put in our hearts is successful. Bless us, Lord. And Father, we curse Satan.
Yes.
Because we know he always comes, Lord, at sower, that comes at night to try and sow a different seed.
Yes.
But Lord, he's been exposed, oh God, by your word.
Amen.
And Lord, you've manifested to us, Lord, that we have not only the authority, but the power to exercise
Amen.
That authority.
Amen.
So Lord, we're going in this, oh God. Grant it, Lord, be merciful to us. Bless us as you're merciful to us in our coming in. Be merciful to us as we go. Be merciful to us, Lord. Father, in our fellowship, Lord, heal the brokenhearted.
Amen.
Father God, we know, O Lord, that all things work together for good. You know all things, Father. There's nothing which happens to your children by chance, because you've said it in your word.
Amen.
So, Lord, we hold on to your promises. Comfort us, Lord. Father, we pray for our sister Bitana, who couldn't make it today. But, oh God, we're trusting even in the preaching of the word, Lord. Your ministers given to a body.
Amen.
Father, may your name be exalted and glorified as we pray and commit all these things to you in Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Let's sing that song as we dismiss that. Let's kick him down.
Amen.
Let's kick him down. Kick down those thoughts like by Daniel saying, come lean on your understanding.
Amen.
Let's go right upon the Lord this week and say, Lord, whatever you want, can you show me what you do?
Kicking down at the devil on the run. The Son of God must not be put in down. So keep that from the down. Kicking down at the devil on the run. Yeah. your face, cover your feet with reverence and humility. Let's go into action with God-given ability. Stand back, put it in your trials. Cookies sometimes mean. Always remember to call Jesus on the scene. Remember every day to have the token on display. It's an act of love, so follow that dove.
Yes, open up at last and speak to
The original sin.